Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Oh, let me get everything situated. Like I always do about this time. I'm reloaded! Yeah? K100 Internet Radio. Drums, please. Uh-huh. So, here we are. I'm back. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You dig? I'm gonna have me some fun tonight. You feel me? We're gonna be all day live. We're gonna have a little fun. Sometimes, you know, I have shows where I'm serious. Sometimes I have shows where, you know, we clown and we act a fool. This is one of those shows. Welcome everybody that's on the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizz. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks everybody listening to me via the podcast. Thanks everybody listening to me at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Really appreciate it. All right. That's where you can get to me. If you want to catch this show every Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. All right. That's how you tune in to me. Okay. Want to remind everybody, we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. All right. MySpace.com/K100Radio. You spell that, the letter K, the number 100, for those of you who don't know, but you never know how you got a hold of my show, you know what I'm saying, you might have just clicked on the link. So, myspace.com/K100Radio, we're also on Facebook, which is where we grind there the most, alright? So if you really want to check on us, catch updates about what's going on with K100 Internet Radio, facebook.com/K100Radio, alright? When you see the middle finger, that's us. Right. And you're gonna wanna like that page, because that's where I blast out. That's not the only place I blast it out, but that's the number one place where we correspond with all of our fans and stuff and people who follow the show. Okay, so facebook.com/K100Radio. That's where you can find us at. All right. Also, we're an official podcast inside of the iTunes store. If you know about iTunes and you got like an iPod or iPad, anything like that that uses iTunes, we are an official podcast in the iTunes store. You just log on to the internet, launch iTunes, go to the iTunes store, go up on the podcast, and then you just do a search for K100 Radio, and you'll see us. I tell you that to tell you this, because if you can't tune in to us Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is kind of difficult for some people, I understand. I'm in a prime time slot. I'm doing hella good numbers in a prime time slot. Okay, I'm competing with Grey's Anatomy and fucking Monday Night Football, all right, for the past year. And still got well over 20,000 downloads and plays, you feel me? A lot of people call into the show still. A lot of shows come on, you know, a little later than me, and that's when the kids are in the bed and people don't wind it down. But I'm in the prime time slot, and I think my numbers boast the success rate of the show, all right? Even still. But I know if you're just getting home from work on the East Coast, or you still haven't got home from work on the West Coast, and you're listening to K100 Internet Radio, it's kind of difficult, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So, the reason why I'm telling you about the iTunes is, if you got an iPod or anything like that, if you subscribe to it, to the podcast in the iTunes store, you will get every single episode of K100 that you miss automatically. It's just like syncing up your iPod. All you got to do is hit subscribe. And you know how you plug your iPhone, your iPod, or whatever up, and then hit sync, and it puts all your music on there that you got in there? Same thing with K100. You subscribe to us as a podcast. If you miss a show, don't matter. Plug it up, hit sync, and it'll download the episodes that you don't have already on there. It does it automatically. That's how I put them on my iPod, all right? And it's the easiest way. But if you can't do that, if you don't know about iTunes, then by all means, once again, visit www.blogtalkradio.com blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you add the dash, and you can get all the episodes from there. The only thing about the iTunes podcast is it doesn't give you the summations of the show. All right, the monologues, the synopsis that I do. If you want to read what each show is about before you listen to it, so you can be like, ah, doesn't interest me, might not want to listen to that particular episode because we're not talking about what you want to talk about. On the actual site, I do a breakdown of each and every show like I'm going to do in a minute here, okay? And this is what I blast out over Facebook and MySpace through my text messages and through my email blast, all right? So, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. This is where we take all correspondence. If you want to tell me, Blizzum, I love the show. Blizzum, you fucking suck. Blizzum, I want to give you some pussy. Whatever. Whatever. You just want to correspond with me? All right. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for the show. All right. That's also artists. If you're an artist, that's where you send your music to get played on K100 Internet Radio. I got a couple of submissions. One I might be able to play tonight, even though the song is, I don't know, but it's decent. I'm going to let K100 be the judge of that. I'm not going to judge it. I'm going to play it later on in the show. And you guys, I'm going to ask you guys what you think about it, if you're rocking with it, if not. Artists, don't send me any just super whack shit. But once again, K100radio@gmail.com. But if it sounds really, really, really fucked up and whack, yeah, shawty. I ain't gonna be able to do it. You ain't fucking up my show. Nah, because these motherfuckers gonna goddamn, they gonna wanna hang up on the phone lines and log off and shit, because they be like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So if it's terrible, yeah, not gonna be able to do it. So, moving right along. Once again, the number to dial to the show is 347-934-0966. Make sure if you're on the phone lines, I got a couple people chiming in off the top. Make sure if you're on the phone lines, you hit the number one if you want to talk to me, all right? Listen to the prompts when you dial into the show. It says hit the number one, and that way I know that you want to holler at me. You feel me? If not, then I'll assume you're just on the phone listening, and you're just enjoying the show. You feel me? All right? I see someone hit it already, 850. You'll be first up, all right? So, I'm going to go ahead and get into the show tonight because this is one of those shows that people are going to want to, you know, they're going to call in. They're going to have their 2 cents. It could get nasty. It could get nasty. You feel me? It could get nasty. You know what I'm saying? But that's what kind of show it is tonight. This is internet radio. There are no rules here. All right. The only one rule that I have for K100 period is that you keep it 100. If you calling up here and you say something just because you trying to be a lady. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, fuck that. The only rule I have on the show is that you keep it all the way 100. If you like to get beat the fuck down, fuck that. I don't want to kiss, nigga. Fuck that. Let's get it. Just say it. It don't make you a hoe. It just makes you a freak, you know, I guess. Or maybe, you know, you ain't really passionate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, you don't want people, you know, trying to be all sweet with you and shit like that, nigga. You just like, nigga, come beat it, nigga. Shout out if that's you. That's you. But don't come on here trying to be cute. Don't come on here trying to be ladylike and shit. I got the gun cocked and loaded for you. All right? So that's the only rule of the show. Just keep it 100. Get it? K100? Okay. So, episode 169. What? If you haven't noticed, the last 69, episode 69 was nasty, and episode 169 gonna be nasty, episode 269 gonna be nasty, and episode 669 gonna be nasty. It's a little tradition here. I'm starting the K100. Just a little tradition I'm starting. You feel me? Size going down. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. For those of you who don't know, if this is your first time listening to my show. I read a synopsis, a breakdown, a monologue, if you will, of every episode that I do, and I stay on task. I don't really too much sway away from the subject. Maybe in the last third hour when after we've given 2 hours to the subject, but for tonight, I know I'm gonna have to sit. I'm not gonna even have a chance to sway away from the subject, even if I wanted to. Sometimes when I'm talking about serious shit, people come in and try to distract me and shit, but 90% of the time, I stay on task until maybe the third hour, and I let motherfuckers go ham. Hopefully, I have a whole bunch of people on the line, and I can do an after party tonight. And for the after party, which is the third hour of the show, we run into overtime. That's the part that's only on the phone lines and not on the internet. I open up the phone lines and let all the callers talk to each other. You never know what could happen. I think I'm responsible for someone getting pregnant. Pretty sure I am. Anyway, not me, not whoa. I'm saying not me fucking getting somebody pregnant. I'm saying like some real freaky talk went down on the show and motherfuckers hooked up after the show and they got it in and hey, a star is born. What can I say? Okay, episode 169. And I'm reading now. So, it's episode 169, and this is K100. So, what the fuck did you expect? Something different? No. So, anyway, this is more about... The name of the show is Beat It Up or Beat It Slow, all right? And this is about the difference between, quote-unquote, making love, if there is such a fucking thing, I don't know, and just having sex or fucking... All right, that's what we're here to analyze and talk about tonight. That's the basics. Now, I know most women would tell you that there is a big difference. But really, this is me talking now, but really, they're basically the same thing at the end of the day. If you ask me. Now, see, if you're a passionate person like me, like yours truly here, you feel me? I'm not a dry fuck. Wait, let me go ahead and make this clear. I'm not a dry fuck, okay? I come through, I don't halfway fuck, and I hate people who halfway fuck. You feel what I'm saying? When I come through, I do the motherfucking damn thing. Nowadays, I just put a post up in a group that I'm in, actually on Facebook, talking about I do have more than maybe the average, you know what I'm saying, that I may talk to or what have you, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm still about quality over quantity. So, I can afford to be passionate. I can afford to be open. Because I don't fuck hood rat, dirty foot bitches no more. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm fucking with a chick, she's a decent woman. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know decent don't necessarily mean, quote unquote, disease free, blah, blah, blah. And all that. Look, I understand all that. But I'm saying, I just don't fuck foot draggers no more. I don't have no concern to be... not passionate with who I'm having sex with now. Because I don't just fuck random chicks like that. Just off the whim no more. I did when I was in my 20s. In my 20s, I was a whore. A very big male whore. Yes, I was. I fucked anything moving. Nah, and I made it through unscathed. Kind of, sort of. I do have one child from a one-night stand, but that's a long story. It's a long story. Anyway, let me finish reading. All right. So you see, if you're a passionate lover like yours truly here, then... what some women call lovemaking, I call standard procedure. You feel me? I think it's more of a question of how selfish you are willing to be that night than about an actual quote-unquote style of sex. This is what I mean. I mean, just because you move, quote, slower, it doesn't really make it lovemaking. You know, you just fuck slow. What? It's a slow grind. I mean, why do people feel like, oh, if I make love to you, I got to do it all slow and shit, and you know what I'm saying? We got to be under the covers with the candles lit and fuck that. Fuck that. All right? Fuck that. It's not, this is where I butt heads with motherfuckers who say there is a big difference between love making and just fucking somebody. Oh, really? Well, bitch, tell me. Is my dick going in your pussy? Is your pussy going to get wet? Are you going to bust a nut? What can I not hit it from the back when we're making love? Can you not ride the dick when I'm making love? Can you not suck the dick when I'm making love? I don't know. I'm trying to figure this shit the fuck out tonight. So, I'm going to keep reading. Now, just because you have a little foreplay, to me, doesn't make it love making. To me. I'm asking a question, though. I mean, just because you have a little foreplay, does that make it love making? I mean, because like I said, that's standard operating procedure to me. I'm not 21 no more, so I don't walk through the motherfucking door and be like, shawty, get naked, let's get it. Like, no, I don't do that. And the woman that I fuck with, they like, nigga, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to goddamn warm me up. Okay, well, bitch, you got to warm me up. I'm in my 30s. I done got so much pussy, bitch, you can't just walk in the room and just get naked and say, yeah, my dick going to get hard. Unless you, maybe Beyonce. Or someone like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. just walking in the room, yeah. I mean, come on, man. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I mean, foreplay, I mean, that's standard for me. Is that lovemaking? This is the shit I don't understand. Somebody's going to have to explain to me tonight, what the fuck is it? And I got a couple questions about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, unless you just sat some money on the nightstand and you're an extremely selfish lover who doesn't have foreplay to start out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's basically you fucking a hoe. I mean, of course you don't have foreplay with a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You come in there, sit the motherfucking money on the nightstand, and bitch, get to it. Now, sometimes if you fucking with somebody, y'all been fucking around long enough or whatever, it can go down like that. You just come in the house, you know what I'm saying, y'all, you know, fresh off of work, and she just feel like sucking the dick. I mean, I get that. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get the difference between love making and just going ahead and getting it in or just plain sex. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So the question is, if I start that way, if I progress with foreplay, you know what I'm saying, and all that, and then I progress into beat it up mode, which I will, I'm not going to fuck you slow for an hour. It's not going to happen, okay? It's not, shawty. Not me. If you want somebody to fuck you slow for an hour, I'm not the guy you want to fuck. I may start out slow. I'll go there with the foreplay and the kisses and all that shit. But eventually, a motherfucker, I'm going to beat this motherfucker up. At some point, I'm going to start to beat the pussy up. That's what I do. Now, I don't know necessarily whether or not this makes me incapable of making love, I guess. I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? But all I know is that just because I like to, you know, at some point during the course of fucking beat it up, I still think I've made love before. I don't know, but people are going to call me tonight. People are going to call in tonight, and they're going to be like, nigga, you ain't never made love. You don't know what love. You don't know how to do it. How? Tell me how then. Show me. What the fuck is it that you're going to do that I don't do when you, quote, unquote, make love? This is my question tonight. You feel me? I feel like I make love to women and then fuck them in one night. Like, I start out kind of making love to them, and then I fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That's standard operating procedure for the kid. You know what I mean? I just call it sex. Why do you have to put why do you feel like you got to put a certain title on it? You feel me? Now, of course, this is dependent on what kind of definitions I get for, quote unquote, making love. And as for me, I'm going to go with the healthy combination of the two. What I like is a healthy combination of the two. That's what I'm going to say I like. And that's what most of the women I fuck with like. That's what they tell me they like. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just how I do my thing. That's how I do my one, two. But I want to hear from the listeners. So here we go with the question. Question number one. Do you have to be in love to make love to someone? Does that have to be your wife or your husband or some shit or your longtime girlfriend or someone? Do you have to be in love or really love somebody to make love? I guess. I don't know. I'm asking. What is the difference? Question number two. What is the difference between making love and good sex? What's the difference? If you make love and that shit feel really good and sweet and you bust a motherfucking nut, you're going to do the same thing if I beat it up. Or question number two, what is the fucking difference between making love and just some good ass sex? I don't know. Somebody help me out. Because I'm having a hard time with it. Okay, over here at K100. I'm having a hard time. Question number three, do you think being a selfish lover, which is a motherfucker who really only ought to get theirs, do you think being a selfish lover has more to do with someone not making love than their quote-unquote style of sex? Now, this is what I mean with question three, all right? If you fucking with somebody and all they ever do is, if it's a guy and this nigga always busts off in 5 minutes and you'll never get a nut or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? So you feel like you just got fucked and not, and you know, he didn't make love to you or whatever. That could be just because he's a selfish motherfucking lover and he just don't get it. I mean, does that constitute not making love to you because you don't ever get yours or what? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the whole shit. It's a conundrum. I'm confused. Question number four. Which form of sex makes you climax more often and better? Quote unquote, making love or getting your shit beat up? Or beating it up for the fella? Like I said, me, I like a combination of the two. If you want to call foreplay and kissing and all that kind of shit, love making, which we're going to figure that out. If that's what you call that, I don't know. I just call it fucking because that's how I fuck. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I'm going to beat it up. Okay, last one. Five, would you marry someone that only liked one style of sex? Would you marry someone who every time they fuck, all they ever do is just come in there and just beat it up off top? If that's what you like, that's what you like. Don't lie, ladies. Or what about a guy who always want to do it slow with the candles and you know, all romantic and shit. He don't ever want to come in there and just beat it up. I'm going to do both. I like them both. But even if I start out slow, I'm going to end up beating it up. Okay. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad if you want to holler at your dog. First up, 850-419. Get at me. Hello. 850-419. Yeah. What's up? Thanks for calling the show. Really appreciate it. All right. So, who is this? If you want to give your name.
It's Audrey.
You can give me an alien. Audrey. Oh, Audrey. What's going on? You finally got a chance to call the show, huh?
Finally.
No, man. You be always, you know what I'm saying, talking about the post on Facebook and all that stuff, but you never called the show before, man. All right, so I'm glad you got a chance to call the show. You must feel really strongly about this one. You must have in the damn thing. Well, we're going to find out. Let's get it. First question, all right? Do you feel like you got to be in love or love somebody to, quote-unquote, make love to someone?
Hell no.
You don't?
No.
What do you think people call it, making love? What? Okay, then, so question two then. Is what is the difference between making love and good sex, or is it a difference? Is it a difference?
The only difference is if the heart is in it. But it's the actual act, no difference.
I mean,
it's all the same as far as I'm concerned, unless you put your heart in and you can fake it.
No, hell no. Hold on, let me turn the music down. I know you didn't call K100 and say, hold on, I'm pausing the music. Did you just say on K100 you can fake it?
And you can fake it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Shawty. All right? We don't play games like that over here at K100, okay? We don't fake it. If you can't fuck, nigga, get the fuck up. You can't fuck, Shawty, get the fuck up. But what we will not do and what we will not condone on K100 Internet Radio is faking it. No. That's not flying over here. Either you can fuck or you can't. Either you know what you're doing or you can't. We're not faking it over here.
That's true.
So I'm gonna let you. So I had to kill you, even though it's the first time calling the show. I had to kill you real quick, but I'm gonna let you redeem yourself, Archer. Once again, do you think it's okay to fake it?
No.
Thank you. You didn't really mean that. You just said that because it sounded good. But that's not what we do at K100. Over here at K100, we get shit all the way 100. Let me play the music back up. Okay, I got the music back. All right. I just had to pause for the calls right there. I'm sorry, callers. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, so I want you to tell me the physical. You say it's the same thing. So if somebody, so you're saying if somebody come into the room and they just be like, shit, you know what I'm saying, get naked. And they just, you know what I'm saying, they just be like, shit, you know what I'm saying, they just wanted you to either straight get to it, like, no kissing, no foreplay, no nothing. Is that the same thing to you as when somebody come in there and they, you know what I'm saying, fix you a nice little dinner and then they do all some kind of, like, passionate, smooth shit? You feel me? Is that the same thing to you?
No, it's not the same thing, no. And
so
personally, you ain't going to just come in and hit it like that.
You don't like it like that. So you need a little foreplay then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm asking you this to try. I'm asking you this because I'm trying to get you to describe. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been made love to?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what happened. How did it go down?
Of course.
And then I want you to tell me, have you ever got fucked? Like, just got fucked?
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me the difference. What happened? This is what I'm getting. I need to know. I want to know, Shawty. Okay, when you made love, what happened? How did it go down? Just break it down to me. How did it pop off?
It's more conversation involved. It is. I guess what you would say more foreplay involved, but.
I'm making love to you. If I talk to you, all I gotta do is have a conversation, and that constitutes love making. break it down. He talked to you, and then what? What happened?
Okay, and then it leads into that. You know, you have, you sparked the heart and the mind at that point. And so then it leads into the lovemaking.
Okay. So what you're saying, this, I'm because, see, y'all women, I need for y'all women to be precise and clear. Because we're going to have niggas on the line tonight who feel like they, or women on the line tonight who feel like niggas don't know how to make love to a woman no more. They just want to fuck. They, you know, we're going to have these sensitive bitches call the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? And they're going to be all, you know, gushy and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so I need for you to be specific because some niggas might be taking notes. I'm telling you, they be paying attention to my show like that. They be learning shit. So so when we talking to y'all, we stimulate your mind, I guess, like you say. Then that's when we start the act of making love. We have to talk first.
Talk. Yes. We like okay. The stimulation of conversation first.
Is that easy? Because I talk to everybody. I mean, I don't come over there and be like, hey, what's up? Shit, let's get it. So everybody that I fuck with, I see, this is my thing, Audrey. I'm trying to find out if I'm making love to these women or am I fucking? I don't know. I'm trying to get definite. I could have them call in and ask and tell. I don't know. Do they feel like I'm making love to them? I don't know. But if so many women tell me you have to love somebody to make love to them, but you just said no. So you haven't had somebody make love to you, but you didn't love.
True.
How is that possible then?
That's what they thought they was doing, because that was the person in love.
Wait, God damn it. Wait a minute, did you? So what, you sound like you're a little bit heartless. Oh, shit. Let me ask you this. Did you feel like you were being made love to? Like, did you feel that? You feel
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, because they were in love.
Oh, okay. So since they were in love with, even though you weren't in love with them, they were in love with you, they were able to make you feel like you were being made love to because they were that passionate, they were that into it. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you can have, you know, that you don't really give a fuck about, but if he loves you like that, or if she into you like that, she can make you feel like, okay, hey, that's what Audrey says, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Audrey, I have a feeling that people are going to be like, what the fuck is she just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. I got three people in line right now who I think are really different, and I'm going to get to them in a second. Okay, so do you think, let me ask you this right here. Do you think, for question number three, being a selfish lover, which is somebody who don't really give a fuck about nobody in the room but them, do you think that has more to do with someone not making love than their quote-unquote style of sex, which means if I'm the type of person who always makes sure the woman get their nut or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Is that really somebody who likes to, like, make love or have good sex with somebody and not necessarily, if I was the type of person who all I want to do is make sure I bust a nut, how could I could never really make love to anybody because I'm not really considerate about their feelings. That's what I feel. What do you think about that?
Exactly. Yeah, that's very selfish.
Right. So a selfish
that,
could never make love to anyone.
Right.
Yeah,
that's very selfish. That defeats the whole purpose.
Right. Exactly.
You get talked about like that. That's when we have group meetings. We have group meetings on that shit.
Y'all have what?
Yeah, we have group meetings and we talk about you.
Wow. You know what? Y'all women some evil creatures, man. Y'all are evil. Next question. All right. Which form of sex makes you climax more often? Which one makes you bust a nut harder? The love making or the beating it up? Keep it 100.
Beating it up all day.
What's your favorite position, Shawna?
His favorite position is always my favorite position. The one that make him cry.
The one that make him come?
Yeah.
So are you one of these women who like to make a nigga? Hold on. Because you right then you just said, you know, you sit around and talk about a nigga when they bust a nut, but you always want to put a nigga in a position to hurry up and make him bust a nut. I mean, goddamn, what you want? What's your favorite position? Which one you like? Which one you bust the nut off the most? Or are you one of these people who get off when the other person get off? Which I'm kind of like that myself, actually.
Well, actually, my best, I guess, being the rider. because I controlled the situation at that point.
Right, right. Do you come more from clitoral stimulation or penetration?
Penetration.
Penetration make you come? G spot.
Yeah. Penetration, straight beating it up. Otherwise,
you know. whoa! Oh shit! I know my next caller gonna be like, "Fuck that shit." Keys
like
on the line.
Appetizer without the meal.
I'm just saying. I got a lot of face fanatics in K100. Okay, a lot of my people who listen to my show, they love getting their pussy ate. They just face fanatics around this motherfucker. One of them is up next. 267. You're after 678. 832. Then. All right. You feel me? But we got a lot of face fanatics on the show. You feel me? But I mean, you know what I'm saying? That everybody teaches on. You feel me? Would you marry someone that only like one style of sex?
No. Hell no.
So do you like? So you, even though you like getting your shit beat up, you like that, but you do like it slow sometimes too.
Yeah, it's the variety that makes it good.
Can you beat it slow?
No.
That's what my homie Jared Banks. Jared Banks just posted on my wall, beat it slow, but beat it up. And I just was like, I just read that, and I'm like, can you beat it? Can you beat it up and beat it slow? Can you
never
beat? Can you beat it? I mean. Well, I don't know. I think I have beat a couple of motherfuckers down with a slow beat though. I was slow with it, you know what I'm saying? But I was like all up in the motherfucking guts. I was in the motherfucker, y'all. I was up in there, but I wasn't really going fast per se. I think I can beat somebody up slow. I think you can get beat up slow. I don't know, Audrey.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It depends on the tools you're working with. Yeah, I'm sure it's possible. You got to have a whole lot of something.
So you're saying little dick niggas can't beat it up slow? Is that what you're saying?
No, hell no. They better walk in it.
Y'all some heartless motherfuckers. Audrey, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for being a good sport. I'm going to get to these next callers, all right? Stay on the line, though, and listen. It's going to get crazy, all right?
Okay, I'll be here.
All right. Damn, Audrey said, nigga, you can't beat it up slow. I beg to differ. I think you can be. In fact, I have beat it up slow before. I beg to differ. I don't know, Audrey. We'll see what the rest of the ladies. I got a whole bunch of ladies on the line. Freaks. The whole lot of you. And my next caller happens to be a face fanatic. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what Audrey just said? Because she likes you. Like
yes. I heard what she said. Definitely not that.
Right. So you definitely disagree with that statement.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Yeah, that does not make you gay. It's gay women that like it beat up. That's why they have strap-ons, really.
Right. Yeah, like I said, each is on that particular question. But we'll jump back into it. We'll get back into that. I know a lot of women who don't really come from penetration. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like they
and
like
I
to
am
get,
one of those. Really I'm one of those.
You really don't. And it's not that they don't like the dick or that the dick don't be good. So let me ask you this real quick. Have you ever had some good dick and you come from it, but you really just don't come from it a lot like you do from getting faith?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. That's the question, because I know a lot of women. I fuck some women, and they say, I love fucking you. I love getting your shit feel good as hell, but it's just hard for me to come from penetration. I like clitoral stimulation. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't come much from penetration.
No. But how many women say that? You know how many women sit around and they say, oh, if you can't make a come from beating the pussy up, then, you know, you ain't work. That's a fucking lie. Because I know.
It really is.
You know what I'm saying?
It
you
really
feel me?
Is.
But come from penetration. They come from penetration sometimes, but I can fuck her for 30 minutes and she busts one time. If I give her some face, that bitch busts 30 nuts in 30 minutes. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, what? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I don't know.
It don't matter.
You know what I'm
no matter the road you take, long as you get there.
I don't know. Maybe that's me. Maybe it's me. Maybe that same woman comes 30 times in 30 minutes from another nigga dick. I don't know.
With me, it depends on the shape of it. Like you gotta have like a deep curve in yours to make me come.
A deep curve.
Penetration. Yeah, a curve. Yeah.
I know one chick said a curve freaks her out. She can't fuck a guy with a curved dick because it freaks her out. That's what she told me.
Well, she can send him to me then.
Well, all right, let's go get into it. Episode 169. First question, Keith. Do you have to be in love or love someone to make love to them?
I'm going to say, this is a little tough. I'm going to say,
Shit, I don't know whether that yes or no. Do you have to be in love or love someone to be for them to make love to you?
It's a, no.
No? Well, why did you hesitate? Why did you hesitate?
Because it's kind of like a trick question. Like, you can't really be digging somebody. You ain't necessarily in love with them, and y'all have some real slow, passionate type, you know, sex, and it's like making love. Like, I've been made love to, and I've had some making love type sex with somebody that I wasn't necessarily in love with. So I've had it both ways.
So the
like
answer
said, is... It's a difference. It's a difference that way.
But the answer is, but see, the fact that you have had it that way, that you just sit here and that you just sat here and said you have had some passionate making love type sex with somebody that you wasn't in love with, you have to answer question number one, you know, no, because you've done it. You've actually done it. You've actually had someone make you feel like...
Yeah, that's what I said. I said no.
But
I said no, you don't have to be in love.
I know, even though you said it was tricky, it's a yes.
It's still a little tricky, though, because I've had people kind of like the other callers, like they was in love with me, so they was like making some love to me.
But it didn't feel like that too, though.
You can tell. You can just tell when a person's heart and all that stuff is in. You can tell the difference.
You can. So let me ask you this: when you were fucking with the person, it was passionate and everything, but you weren't necessarily in love with them. Do you think that they could tell? Would you think it would have been any different if you was in love with them?
Yeah, you said, it probably would have. Mm-hmm.
What would have been the difference? You just said it was just like it. So what would have been the difference? That's
no,
question number.
That's what I'm saying. The difference is you can tell the difference when because it's just a whole emotional. It's a whole connection type difference.
So that's
you
the
have,
question.
You have
two,
physical, yeah. Mental, and you got physical connection. And you got the mental connection, and sometimes you get them both.
So
and
the
emotional one.
So the difference between making love and good sex is the emotional connection.
Yeah. It really is.
What happens during this emotional connection, ladies? What happens? What happens when you have this emotional connection? What goes down? What when connection happens? No,
I can come from penetration more when I have a deeper, when I have all three, the emotional, physical, and the mental connection.
So you saying that you come more from penetration when it's an emotional connection?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So if you really don't have no emotional connection with somebody, they can just beat it forever, but you ain't gonna come.
Not really. Yeah, that's right.
Interesting. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Last thing, I mean like a deep emotional connection, not just a regular one.
What is this deep emotional connection? Like you really have to be in love with them or what?
Yeah, I got to be somewhere close to it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the next. I don't know. Let me get to the next question. Do you think being a selfish lover has more to do with someone not making love than their sex style?
No, I don't think it has more to do with making love. It has more to do with their style.
It has more
to make you selfish. Yeah.
What do you mean? What? No. I'm saying like if your sex style, like say if your sex style is you like to beat it up, you feel what I'm saying? You really not the type of person who does a lot of slow grinding, slow sex like that right there. But that's just how you fuck, you know what I'm saying? But you always try to make your effort to make sure the lady come, whether it be however it go, you feel what I'm saying? How can
you be making an effort if that's not what she likes? But that's what you do.
I mean, that's
not making
an effort. You know what I'm saying? That's just how you have sex, though.
No, you need to be adaptable. That's what makes you a non-selfish lover, when you're adaptable, not when you're doing the same stuff, because everybody don't like the same thing.
So either way it goes, if he only got one sex style, if he always beat it up, that make him a selfish lover, because he can't adjust.
Yes, it does.
So every nigga, so you saying, so I want to make clear one more time now. You saying any nigga who never really changes up the sex style or slow it down or whatever, if he's all selfish. He ever beat it up, he's selfish.
He's selfish and a bad lady at the same time.
Because
then you get to be predictable. That's too predictable. Nigga, what? That's okay. What now?
Hope you guys are taking notes. Hope you guys are taking notes, fellas. You got to switch it up. Can't just come in and beat it every time. Can't do it. Can't do it. That's what Keith says, at least. That's what her. There's a couple people on the phone line that actually want to fuck you, fellas. Hope you guys are writing that down, fellas.
And it goes the same for females too. It goes the same for females. Like, you can't just be doing the same shit all the time.
You can't just always want to be fucking made love to all sweet and slow with the motherfucking lights low, bitch. Sometimes you're gonna have to.
You gotta let him grab your throat sometimes.
Yeah. You're gonna have to fuck. You're gonna have to come in there and suck his fucking dick till he fucking come in your throat and everything. You're gonna have to switch it up. Now, sometimes you may want to be made. Let me ask you this, Keith. If a dude come in there and they just want to, you know, if a woman, if all she ever want to do is get it beat up all the time, like she don't even really want to fuck slow, do you think that makes her, like, less of a woman?
People like that have some type of issue, some past issue.
So Audrey said she like to get shit beat up every time.
Most of the ones I've talked to personally, they've had some like past issues or some type of like sexual abuse or something like that to where it makes them want to have it that way all the time.
Hold on a second. Let me find out. Audrey.
Yes.
Do you have some kind of emotional thing that happened to you in the past that makes you want to just get the shit beat out of you every fucking time? Or is it just what
No.
you...
No. Not at all. I just don't like wimps.
You don't like wimps?
Yeah.
So, he's a wimp? Let me... Hold on, because I got Key on the line, too. So let me say this again. So, if a guy doesn't beat your pussy up, he's a wimp.
As far as I'm concerned, lazy lay.
Lazy? Really? Maybe you just like roughneck niggas.
That might be my past problem.
It's something. That I'm like, it's always something deep.
What you're saying is, all I ever fuck with is hood rat thug dot dope boy. You feel
what the thing is, until you experience something different, you don't really know if you like it or not until you really
experience something different. She said, when they come try to slow fuck Audrey, she's going to be like, nigga, I'm going to talk about you with her homegirl. With your slow fucking piss ass.
As long as she thinks that way, of course, it's never going to be good if she keeps thinking that way. You know, it's a mental thing as well.
Audrey, so there's nothing that happened in your past. Is it just what you like? Like from day. Okay, let me ask you this: when you lost your virginity, Audrey, did you lose it in the back of a motherfucking Cutlass with Dayton's on the back of that and Dayton's and shit? Because you're a little older. Did you lose it in the back of a Cutlass with some D's on it?
No, I've never been in a car ever.
So I mean, I'm trying to figure out this thing that makes you just want to get your pussy beat up on. I don't know. What is it?
It's the thug passion thing.
Oh, the thug passion.
That's what it is. Oh. I got hooked on thug passion.
And that's all you know. So basically, you've never really took a liking to the other.
She's not ready to mentally accept the other one. That's the thing. Like, it's not that she hadn't experienced it. She just didn't like it.
I started out with the geeks, and so the thug passion is what I prefer.
Wait a minute. Did you say you start out with the geek? So now what you're telling me, this is, fellas, I'll be listening, fellas. So what you're telling me now is, if a guy comes to try to make sweet, slow, passionate love to you, he's a fucking lame geek. So what you saying?
We better be married.
I was about to say, it's some emotional shit right there, like emotional detachment.
So you emotionally detach yourself from sex, Audrey?
True. Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit more cold-hearted than the rest.
Didn't I call you a cold-hearted motherfucker earlier? I heard it. I knew you was. I called you a cold-hearted motherfucker.
But you know what? Sometimes it's not about being cold-hearted. Sometimes women just don't want to be hurt. It's a defense mechanism. It's a defense mechanism
True.
They use. So they try to make themselves think that I don't really want it like that because if you know, you might get too attached to him if he just really makes love to you and you feel him like that, and he might leave and some shit like that.
Then you hit it on the nail. I need to pay you for therapy. How much an hour?
Don't take therapy from this motherfucker. You'll be fucked up.
Excuse me? Oh,
don't do it.
That is not true.
She hit that on the nail. Yeah, true. It happened 16 years ago. From that point on, it's like, nah, I don't need the hugging. No, you just get up and go type issue.
So here we are. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. If a nigga scarred ass, if they're a scarred motherfucker, they don't want to be nice. Don't be nice to a scarred motherfucker, okay? If the bitch is scarred, come in there, fuck the shit out of her, and leave the light bill money on the stand, whatever you're going to charge. I mean, I'm just saying. Let me tell you something, Audrey. And everybody listening, I'm going to come to all my callers. I'm going to move it along real quick, but hold on. This is what I want to say to everybody listening to this show and all the ladies. You feel what I'm saying? See, that train of thought, that's precisely why some of you motherfucking women that sit around here and put shit on Facebook and shit like, quote-unquote, where all
ain't
the
no
real men
man.
At, ain't no good men at and shit. You motherfuckers bypass them. You see them all the time. And you will never get one. You know why, Audrey? Because all you want to do is get a thug nigga to beat you the fuck down and emotionally detach yourself from a motherfucker. Good luck finding the quote-unquote good man. Good luck finding the quote-unquote stable guy and all that. If all you want a nigga to do is come in there and treat you like a motherfucking hooker. Good luck, Audrey. Peace on your
journey.
That's
all in the fantasy world because I've been married for 15 years, so that's funny.
So is your husband a thug nigga?
No, actually, I'm married to a cop.
I'm done with you.
Goodbye.
I'm done with Audrey. She's confused. I'm hanging up. I'm not hanging up, but I'm muting your mic. I can't talk to Audrey anymore. I can't continue the conversation. She's confused. Let me ask you one more question, Audrey. Audrey.
Yes.
Do you fake it with your husband? Because you fake it with your husband?
Yep, she does. She does.
You fake it with your husband, Audrey?
She married a cop, and she want a thug. She fake it.
Audrey, do you fake it with your husband?
Uh-uh. No, I don't.
She just don't do it.
I don't have to because, believe it or not, a lot of them are thugs in uniforms.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like those motherfuckers. They ain't nothing but a legal game. They got a license to just fuck niggas up, and that's my beef with the motherfuckers. I get that. Cause I don't like the motherfuckers. I hate pigs. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they ain't nothing but a nigga like me, but they got authority to do some shit to me that I can't do to their pussy ass. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I hate police. Because they really try to build some thug shit with you sometime, my nigga. Nigga, take the badge off and get thuggish, nigga, so we can goddamn do the damn thing. Because when I whoop your motherfucking ass,
Lord.
You charge me and lock me up. You see what I'm saying? That's why I hate the fuck niggas. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like your husband. I never met him, but I don't like him. Okay, so that's what it is. I'm dead ass serious. All right, Audrey, stand by. All right. Okay, Key, back to you. You feel what I'm saying? All right, so which form of sex makes you climax more often and better? Love making or beating it up?
Love making.
Love making.
Because that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm accustomed to.
You accustomed to love making? Are you, you're accustomed to love making? So all the guys you speak with, you love them? You make love
I do. No, I don't talk about them to me. I ain't talking about me to them.
So, you faking it. Cause let me, you know you're faking it, right?
No, I'm faking it.
Let me tell you why you're faking it. Because if you saying they love you, but you don't love them, but you fucking letting them make love to you as if you love them, then you fucking faking it. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You faking it. Let them do what they do.
Okay, question. Can you be made love to if you don't love a motherfucker?
Yes.
You faking it. Last question. Would you marry someone that only liked it once?
No.
Time? Okay. I knew you. I'm just asking. What if that's the style that you like? Like Audrey. Audrey only want her pussy beat up. And she married a nigga who only beat it up, I guess. A thug got cop. No?
No, because, I got to be both ways. It got to be a little variety.
All right.
You know, so you might can make love me at first, and then I'm gonna need you to beat up because I'm fucking up fucking you for real.
Of course. Oh, but of course. Stand by.
Oh, but of course.
267. What it do? 267-320.
Yeah.
What's going on? Is this Samantha?
Yes.
Samantha, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show now. Don't get me wrong. But I hope you're not going to talk to me about this same motherfucking goddamn outside dick. This outside nigga. You know you the side chick with. Are you still with this same dude? Have you come to grips with the fact that you the side pussy yet, Samantha?
No, I'm not with nobody.
No, I'm talking about the one nigga that always come home and beat the fuck out you, even though you know he got a woman. Have you come to grips with being a side bitch yet? Before I start, Samantha.
I'm not no side bitch.
Samantha. Say
no,
it.
No, it's not. I'm not with him. I'm not saying it because I'm not with him.
If he come home right now and he's in the room with you right now, are you going to give him some pussy? The same guy we always have these conversations about, Samantha.
No, not no more.
Not no more? He can't get your pussy no more, really?
Mm-mm.
I don't believe
no.
you. But I'm not going to, but I just don't believe you. I can hear it in your voice. You laughing like you know that nigga can get the pussy. Stop it.
No, you can't.
We're going to go ahead and get to the episode. I can't do this with you today, Samantha. I got 15 people on the line with their hand raised. More than that on the line. But that's how many people with their hand raised. I got to move on. All right, Samantha. Do you have to be in love to make love to someone?
Yes. I have to be in love to have sex with somebody, period.
Now, see? You always tend to make me snap when you shout it. You always tend to say some fuck shit on my show to make me just be like, what the fuck? Every time you get on here, Samantha, you know it's a lie. You know you were not madly in love.
No, it's not.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying. You know my only rule on the show is keep it 100, and you will come over here and break the cardinal rule as soon as you get on the phone.
I'm not lying. That's why my numbers are so short. I only been with three people. I only had sex with three people. I can't have sex with you if I'm not in love with you.
Okay, fine. Let's assume that you're telling the truth, which I know you're not, but let's assume that you are. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's assume that you really believe what you're saying in your brain, even though it's not true. All right? So we're going to go
yeah.
to the- We're going to go to the next question, okay? What's the difference between making love and just good sex?
You said what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
You think making love would be like you both partners do everything they can to like support each other.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I think just sex is just like y'all both just trying to get y'all. Not really, you know, worry about the other person.
Is it a style? Is it like how slow you go? Does it matter about foreplay? If you fuck somebody and there's no foreplay, y'all just kind of come in there, y'all go to the room, y'all go in there, y'all get naked and shit, and then y'all kind of, so somebody starts sucking some dick, eating some pussy, and that's just how it pop off. No real foreplay, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers just get naked, and goddamn, somebody just starts sucking some dick, and that's just how it goes every time you fuck them. So there's no foreplay, all right? But every time you fuck this person, you always bust a nut, right? They always make you come. Is
for
that
me,
good?
No.
What? What you mean for you?
I don't
know?
Never come, actually.
Hold on, let me take a drink. Did you see why I have to go through these kind of things with Samantha when Samantha calls my show? She told me two lies already. Now she talks about she never comes when she has sex. Why the fuck do you have sex, Samantha? What do you get out of it? What are you getting out of it?
I just be satisfied. So.
What the fuck do you mean? How could you possibly be satisfied if you never bust a nut?
Yeah, well, how could I not be satisfied? I don't even know how that feels. I mean, when I get hit, I can come from that, but I never came from him.
Okay. Well, we just had somebody on the line who said, you know, it's harder for them to come from getting the dick. They have come from getting the dick, but it's more extremely. I mean, maybe you're a clit comer. Maybe you're one of these women who come for clitoral stimulation. Okay. But, I mean, you know, you've never – how old are you? Just tell the people, because I got people hitting the number one. They're gonna cream your ass. They're going to cream your ass. How old are you? Well, everybody who's wondering, who's everybody who's hitting the number one, how old are you?
I'm 20.
And there we have it. You don't know how to fuck yet. You're 20. You don't
know
shit.
I do.
Fuck you don't.
Okay, under anybody who I have had sex with is like 25 and over.
Like, I can hear it in you. You're not a good lady. I can tell. I can sniff people like you out. You can't fuck.
Whatever. You don't. Yes, I can. Trust me. The guys that I
think you might be a bad lady, Samantha, and I never met you. I've only talked to you on the show.
Trust me, I'm not. Like.
Really?
I don't know. I can prove, yeah.
You suck dick and swallow?
No.
You're not winning any stop with the fellas over here. You're not winning any stop with the fellas over here. You're 20, Samantha. You really don't know what the fuck you're doing. Let's just keep
yes,
it 100.
Yes, I do. I just choose not to do certain stuff.
You don't. Okay, I'm going on. I'm moving to the next question. I can't go. I can't do this, Samantha. I got too many people on the phone line. I'm moving on. You know what? At 20, you don't even know what the fuck making love is.
Yes, I do. You don't know nothing.
You don't. No, you
it
don't.
It doesn't matter what age is. Yes, I do.
Is you're 20.
It
stop
matter.
It.
What that mean?
Key.
That don't
hey,
mean
Key.
Nothing.
Key.
I'm pretty sure I'd be doing the same thing from here.
She don't know what she's doing. She's 20. She don't know what the fuck going on.
Audrey, do you hear this broad on the phone, Shawty?
Yes.
What's wrong with her?
Everybody don't have to suck dick. What is wrong with y'all?
Audrey, can you help her out, please, and tell her what's wrong with the fact that she doesn't suck dick at 20 years old? Can you help me, Audrey? Maybe the help coming from a woman.
Is nobody going to change my mind? I'm not going to suck dick because I don't want to.
Can you tell this young lady what the problem is, the fact that she don't suck dick? Can you help me?
There's no problem.
Audrey.
That's why it's a problem, trust me.
No, it's not no problem for me because I still have niggas on my back.
Isn't this why she decided, bitch, Audrey?
He got a problem because he getting his dick sucked somewhere else.
Yeah, that's why she.
Right,
Audrey?
He's not satisfied.
He does,
right here. I'm pretty
me.
Sure that he's not getting his sex from somewhere else, but yeah, I have no problem with getting the man and keeping the man, so.
You can even be a man old lady, but he's fucking cheating on you if you happen to have a boyfriend. He's cheating on you with the bitch that sucked dick, Samantha. How many times have you wait, hey, Samantha, I'm trying to listen to me, baby. This show, but most people on my show are grown motherfucking people, okay? My demographic is age 25 to 40. Most of the people who call my show are about the age of 33 years old. In between 33 and 40, we're trying to keep you some game, people. Help you. You
I don't need no help with no game, because the guys I talk to is 25 and up. So.
Hey, you sucking their dick, and you think they love you? You think they really serious about you? And you're not sucking their dick, and they're over 25? Kill yourself, Samantha. I'm trying to help you, baby. I'm trying to help you.
No, I don't need your help. I'm still not going to suck dick.
All right. I don't know what. I'm gonna go ahead and run through the questions, and because you're. Why did you call this show? You have no idea about making love or good sex. Why are you on the phone?
How are you going to tell me that I don't know how to make love? Like,
I can tell you a bad lady.
Just because I don't do it the way that you probably like it, I satisfy the people who I have sex with, so it doesn't matter what you say.
I want you to get people, just three. Matter of fact, one person to call this motherfucking phone tonight and say Samantha's got is a great lady. Text them right now. Give them the phone number to the show and say, these guys questioning my sexuality, baby. Baby, honey, bunch of love. Guy I love so much, because if you're fucking, you love him like you said. Tell this nigga to call the show. Call 347-934-0966 and verify what you testify. Verify that you know what the fuck you're doing in the bed, Samantha. If not, I'm just going
to
say you're a bad
guy. How would that sound if I tell somebody calling the show and talk about, no, that's, he would look at me like, what?
How's it feeling? as silly as you calling the show, talking about you a good land, you don't suck dick. It sounds that retarded. It sounds as retarded as you trying to tell me that you a good land, you horrible in bed.
No, I'm not. Yes, how are you going to say that and you haven't even been with me?
It doesn't matter. I don't have to be with you. I can listen to your conversation to tell you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Okay. Well,
okay,
that's
next.
Your opinion.
Fine. Next question. I can't even ask you number three. I'm skipping that because you have no clue. Next question, number four. which form of sex makes you... I don't even know if I can ask you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Which form of sex makes you climax more and often? Love making or beating it up? Have you ever even got your shit beat up, Samantha?
Yes. I'm not even going to say what I do, but I do everything except to get it. So.
You take it up the ass?
Yeah, I have.
Are you white?
No.
You can't be white. If you're white, you would suck and swallow.
No, I'm not swallowing nothing. I'm not putting it in my mouth.
Next question. I'm going to hurry up and move on because I got to get to the real one. And guys on the line, I can't waste all that time.
Oh, whatever.
You are not a fucking woman. You have not. You don't. I'm. You know what? I hope we stay in contact for the next 5 years of your life. 5 years.
Okay.
And we see what the fuck you say about sucking dick in 5 years, or if you even have a man.
I'm still not going to do it.
Marry someone. Would you marry a man who loves to get his dick sucked?
Yes, I would.
You would marry a guy if he loves to get his dick sucked?
Yeah.
Want to suck it?
No.
Next caller. Bye, Samantha. Just stay on the line. Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
Hey, what's up?
I'm not wasting another fucking minute of airtime on Samantha. She is insane. She is crazy. She's a young girl who doesn't understand. I don't even know why Samantha called in. See, Samantha like to sit around and call my show and just listen to people talk nasty so she can play with herself or something. I don't know. Because she has no fucking clue about fucking making love or what the fuck a good lay is. Whatsoever. She is horrible in bed, and I've never fucked her, but I know that for a fact. I bet you. I'll bet whatever I got in my bank account right now, and I really need that fucking money, I swear. I really need it. I bet whatever I got in my bank account that she's a horrible lay. I know she is.
Wow.
Horrible. Woo-hoo. Samantha, baby. I want you to keep calling K100. I'm not going to open your mic. But I want you to keep talking, Samantha, okay? Because we're going to help you out. We're going to help you through this trying time that you're in. You're a young woman. You're only 20 years old. And you're way outside of my range and my demographic. But I appreciate it. I thank you for calling. But people like you are the reason why 20-year-olds don't like my show. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about and you have no fucking clue. Now, Michigan girl.
Did she say she wasn't going to put that in her mouth?
She said she's not going to put a dick in her mouth. And she really
succeeded. She said, I ain't going to put that in my mouth. Like, it's something just on the ground.
What?
I was like, wow.
Are you 20 or 12? What the fuck? Matter of fact, 20 or 10, because we got some motherfuckers that started early on the line. Are you 20 or 10? What the fuck is wrong with you? You're not going to put that in your mouth. Fuck out of here. You see the kind of people that call my fucking show, man? I had two real women, and then I got a Samantha, and she just threw me for a loop. Even though when I knew it was her, I knew it was going to go down like that. Cause she decided, bitch, she don't even realize that yet. So let's go on. We're moving on. I'm moving on. Episode 169. I get some of the damnedest callers, but I will take every caller. She was on the phone, and she had her hand raised. It goes like that, okay, 100. I don't skip nobody. Period, point blank. I go in the order you call, and I take every call. And I don't stop the show until I talk to everybody. Log and note that shit. Unlike a lot of shows, I take every fucking call. So, 912, I see you raising your hand, I'm going to get to you. You got a minute to wait, but we're going to get to you. Or I'm not going to stop the show until I do. Okay, we got to go to 11 o'clock. So, Michigan girl, do you have to be in love to be made love to? Do you have to love someone to make love?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
I mean, because that's what, when you say you're going to make love to somebody, there has to be that emotional connection. You have to love them, be in love with them. Well, some people don't believe in the fact of in love. So you have to have an emotional connection or love that person. Or it's just, I mean, it's sex. It can be the bomb sex. It don't matter the type of style, whether it's slow or romantic or whatever. The fact of where people talk about making love, they're talking about the, well, some people are talking about the style, but most women that I know are talking about the emotional aspect of it, the fact that you actually love that person or in love with that person. So mm-hmm. that's where the making love part.
So per your definition, all these niggas walking around here with they goddamn Steve Harvey pointed toe shoes on, they go to the club and shit with they 30 plus quote unquote swag, who think, oh, when I get a woman and I romanticize them, you feel what I'm saying? You made love, I'm gonna make love to you, baby, even though he don't really love you. All these guys are full of shit.
All these guys are full of shit. You said
light the candles
when they light love.
Michigan girl, when they light the candles, put on the slow music, get with the slow grind, kiss you all of you from your feet to your head to your toe, got the candles lit, got the wine, the bubbly and all things. Shawty is not making love to you. He is killing his motherfucking self. Because you don't love him. He don't love you.
Right. That could be your style. That's what you do. Or that could be romantic. But if you don't love me, especially, you know, you don't love me, and if this is what you do with everybody, then you might just be a romantic lover, passionate lover, whatever. But you're not making love to me if you don't love me.
I don't know. We're going to have to get... I got a lot of more calls. We're gonna see what the people say.
I just think that when you say you're making love to somebody, there has to be an emotional connection, or else it's just it. I mean, it's sex. It can be great sex. It can be the bomb. It can be whatever. But you're not making love if you don't have that emotional connection. If you don't love that person, shit, they can beat it up, and you can be in love. I mean, hell. You could be in love, it could be your husband, and he could walk through the door and you just want to get to it. It's not about the style, it's about the emotional connection.
Someone asked me why I'm clowning on Samantha like that. It's because she fucking deserves it. Call my fucking show with that fuck shit. This, do you know what K100 means? Mission girl, tell the people what K100 stands for. Just what the name K means. K100.
Keep it 100. That's what
they want. And this bitch will call my motherfucker. I'm sorry, Samantha. Not bitch. You still a cool woman. You never really proved to be a bitch. You have proved to be a bit of a silly hoe. A bit of a silly hoe. But not a bitch. You a silly hoe now. You a silly hoe. Not necessarily hoe, but you a silly girl. You a silly girl. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't say she's old, though, because she said she only slept with three people, so, you know.
I'm clowning Samantha because she's a silly girl, and she called it to my show trying to have big girl grown-up conversations with
right.
me, and it's not going
to
work.
She doesn't have enough life experience to really even try to answer these questions, honestly, if you ask me. She don't suck dick. Did she say she don't come?
She said she only comes from getting her pussy ate, so... She's a click come. You know what I'm saying? She said she's never came from penetration. It's one thing to never come from penetration and just to come from penetration less than you do from, you know what I'm saying,
right.
from getting your pussy ate. If you've never came from penetration, you still got it. You need to come from penetration even if it's not as frequent.
Right.
I love getting my dicks up, but it takes way longer for me to bust it up from getting head than it do for me fucking. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Even though I love getting my dicks up, it's just the fact that it just takes me longer to bust it up from getting head. I come quicker when I fuck, when I'm in the pussy. You feel what I'm saying? This is just me. All right. So somebody asked me, why am I clowning Samantha? It's because Samantha deserved it.
Yeah,
that's why. Silly.
She got a whole lot more living to do, and she got to experience the most stuff.
You're right. Head, and more head. I'm reading Facebook now. Let me go ahead and move on. I got too many people. I can't stick. I got to leave Samantha alone. But she did make the show.
Leave Samantha alone.
Samantha, baby, you made it entertaining, baby. I love the fact you made my rating. People started hitting the number one as soon as you started talking, and they're going to jump on your ass, too. All right, so the next question. What's the difference, Michigan girl, between making love and good sex? What's the difference?
Like with the first question, the difference is the emotional connection. I mean, that's the only difference, because the act of sex itself, it can be the same. But it's that emotional connection.
So a guy can come in to be a passionate lover. I'm a passionate lover. Let me say that again. A lot of women tell me I fuck like I make love, like I'm trying to make love. I'm like, that's how I fuck. I'm not a dry fuck. I'm a passionate. I'm a foreplay person. I'm a kissing person. I conversate like Audrey. I kill you with the conversation. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Hell, I even make you breakfast in the morning after I beat you the fuck up all night. All kind of shit. Which people tell me, you know, you go above and beyond, but that's what I do. Now, I didn't do that all the time, but back in the day, I used to also fuck a lot of foot draggers. I don't do foot draggers no more. I only do women. Now, I've changed. I'm older. I can't fuck foot draggers. Foot dragging bitches, you can listen to my music, you can like my video, you can support my cause. I fucks with you and your fandom. I fucks with y'all, but I cannot fuck you, baby, if you're a foot dragger. You can't get the dick. I'm sorry. I'm literally outside of your league now at this point. I cannot fuck a foot dragger. If you are a foot dragger and you want to fuck Blizzum, the odds of that happening is slim to none. This is not arrogant. This is just the way it is. I'm going to need for you to have a job. I'm going to need for you to have a car. I'm going to need for you to have some business about yourself. Shouting. Oh, you can't fuck. You can't get my dick. I'm like the women now. I'm selective. It is what it is. You should be applauding me for this, lady. You should be applauding me for this stance.
Yeah, I would be selective. Most people need to be selective.
I talked about this earlier today, but I'll get into it. You feel what I'm saying? I'll get into it in a minute. Okay, so let me move right along. You feel what I'm saying? Do you think being a selfish lover has more to do with the quote unquote act of making love than their style of sex, which means if you're the type of person who always wants to get yours and not let the other person get theirs, do you think that that has more to do with a person not making love to you than the fact that, you know, they fuck slow and they do with the candles down and all this kind of stuff, you know, with the candles low and the music soft and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, that's going to be an issue. If you're a selfish lover, then unless, you know, you just find that one person and they just, and a light snaps on, then you're never going to be able to make love to anybody because you're just selfish, and that's not what even being in love with somebody or loving somebody is about. You have to not be selfish to even do that. So if you're selfish, it's slim to none that you're ever going to make love to somebody unless, like I said, you meet that person.
That's what I was waiting for you to say. That's the key word. You heard what she just said, people? If you're a selfish lover, it's a slim to none chance that you will ever be able to make love to a person if you're a selfish lover. If you ain't concerned with what the fuck, if you ain't concerned with them getting theirs, if you ain't passionate, and if you're a selfish motherfucking lover, there's a slim chance in hell that you could ever become someone that can make love to a person. So, all the whining and dining, all the candlelight dinners, all the slow music, all that means shit. Per Michigan girl, this is just her opinion, not me, this is her speaking. Michigan girl says that don't mean shit if you goddamn not gonna make sure she busts her nut. No, that's what you just said, Shawty, right?
I'm just saying, yeah, it's nice, but if you just doing that and all you care about is busting y'all, and you can say that and you can keep it moving, because when it's time, I'm gonna make sure you get yours, so I need to make sure that I need you to make sure I get mine, and this got to, we got to, you know, there can't be no one sidedness, like, oh, I'm gonna get mine, you get yours the best way. You know how niggas get the fuck on, stay over there with them, what you call them, foot dragger, hood rat, whatever the hell you gonna call them, you stay over there with them.
Speaking of that, next question. Which form of sex makes you climax more often? Love making or getting your shit beat up?
It depends.
What does it depend on?
I mean,
why are you laughing? Are you embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
So what's funny? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm actually trying to like think like which one makes me come more. When you're talking about love making, are you talking about in the aspect of like the slow grind and all of that?
Yes.
Well, you talking about somebody really making love?
Do you like to get your pussy beat up, Michigan girl? Do you bust a nut when that nigga fucking the hell out you, Shawty? When he's beating that motherfucker down, and then when you bust your nut? It's a simple question.
Yeah, I do. I come from both, so now what?
I ask you
it's about 60-40. It's about 60% from beating it, and it's about 40% from, you know, the slow, all that extra stuff.
Okay, 60-40. You like getting it beat up a little more? Okay. Thank you, God.
Just a little bit more.
I'm just saying, it ain't difficult. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know.
I was trying to think about it, so I had to come, like, okay, yeah, just a little bit more, so I say
60-40. You like to get beat up. Uh-huh. You like Audrey. Do you have some kind of deep emotional thing in the past that makes you want to get your pussy beat up by any chance? Is that something that happened in your past why you like getting beat up more than you love being made sweet love, sweet passionate love to?
No, because, like I said, my definition of making love, you can't make love to me unless you love me. So we can have some good sex, and it can be slow, romantic, you can have candles, music, whatever, but if you don't love me, then you're not making love to me. That's just some good sex. And like I said, I'm going to come from that. I'm going to come from that, too. But, you know, I like to get it beat up. You know, I like a healthy combination of both. How about that? We can switch it up in the same night. You can beat it up. You can go slow, start out, beat it up, or vice versa, whichever way. How about that?
I mean, that's what I said I like. That's what I do. I start out, I talk, we come over to the house, you know what I'm saying? We sit down, we talk, we have a conversation, we have a drink. You feel what I'm saying? We have some fun. We stimulate each other's mind with conversation, like Audrey said. I conversate. You feel what I'm saying?
You gotta conversate.
Yeah, I may even cook you a meal. You feel me? I do foreplay. I'm a kisser. I'm passionate. You feel what I'm saying? And I may start out a little bit slow. I might give you some head first. You feel me? I might, if I feel like it, shorty. If you're working with something, you know what I'm saying? I can feel comfortable eating women's pussy that I fuck with because I don't fuck with foot draggers once again. I don't do foot draggers. I'm not going to put my mouth on a foot dragger pussy. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't do foot dragging, so I can be confident and comfortable enough to eat a chick pussy if I'm fucking with her, because if she in my house, in my bed, she's not a foot dragger. So,
okay. That's
my M.O. Yeah. And then I might start out a little slow, but at some point, about 15 minutes into it, Shawty, maybe 10, I'm going to start beating your motherfucking ass down. That's not changing about me, okay? I'm not going to fuck you slow for an hour. I'm not going to fuck you slow for 30 minutes. It's not happening over here.
Hey, do what you do. If it works for you, hey.
Sounds like I'm good, because all you motherfucking women want to get y'all shit beat up. I'm good. I'm not concerned with nothing. I know I'm going to be able to find
you. I didn't say you should be. I'm just saying.
Putting that there for the fellas and for the ladies. I'm not concerned with finding a good woman just because I like to beat pussy up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's for Samantha.
Yeah!
Leave Samantha alone.
Samantha just young. Give her some time. Hopefully
she'll
get it together.
Man, Samantha better start sucking some dick. Right, Michelle Nicole. Michelle Nicole is cute. She's sexy. And she sucked dick. Samantha, you ain't too cute to suck a dick. Michelle Nicole is cute. She's sexy and she sucks a dick. I've seen her before in person. She's fine, actually. And she sucks a dick. You ain't too cute to suck a fucking dick, Samantha. They're going back and forth to my Facebook page. That's why I'm talking to them. You're not too pretty to suck a dick, Samantha. Get off your fucking high horse or keep being a side bitch forever. Michigan girl, last question.
Wait, you didn't ask me what position. Oh, no, maybe that was you just asking Audrey that. Okay, I'm going to stop adding questions to you.
No, I just threw that in there with Key, but what position? That wasn't one in the synopsis, but go ahead, tell the people, what position do you like the most? Go ahead, feel free. What position do you like? What makes you come the most and the hardest? Tell the people.
It's a tie.
What is it?
Yes. From getting hit from the back and riding. I mean, I'm just saying.
I know there's a reason why I like you. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one. I got a line full of people. But and I'm cool with you just listening, but if you want to talk to me, make sure you hit the number one. Shay's up next, then 912 in that order. Before I go, Michigan girl, would you marry someone that only likes to fuck one style? If all he wanted to do was make love to you, if all he wanted, but he loves you. He loves you though, Shawty. All he ever wanna do is make love to you. He don't wanna fuck you. You're not a tramp on the street. You're his wife. He wants to make love to you.
Yeah, been there, done that. Hell nah. I'm gonna need you to beat it down sometime. I'm just saying. Then we just had it 60-40. I like both, but I'm gonna need you to beat it down. Now you can beat it down slow, so if he can get with that, then we might be all right. But if it's all just got to be all that extra, nah, we can't.
You just need to come in the room and get fucked sometimes. All women do. This is my point. This is my point. This is why.
You might walk through the door, and I might just be like, oh, damn, come here. And I might just want to suck your dick. I'm just saying. I'm all for that.
Samantha, did you hear that? Did you hear a woman say sometimes you want to come through the door and just suck her man's dick? You have no chance, Samantha. No chance in hell. Get it together, baby. Get it together. All right?
Of course, Samantha.
Yeah. Next caller. Stay on the line, Michigan girl, please. No one, don't hang up. I mean, if you're not hitting the number one, I can't come to your phone line. You got to hit the number one. All right? I think a lot of people want to jump down Samantha's throat, and they didn't get a chance to do it quick enough, so they didn't even hung up. But don't go nowhere. Shay's on the line. 912, you up next. 227-912, you up next. Shay.
Hey, what's up?
You, babe. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Where the fuck are my fellas at tonight? Where the fuck my fellas at? Fellas! The women, I'm giving you game tonight. The women are telling you what the fuck they like. Fuck all that making love shit, nigga. They told you. The jury is in. They want to get their pussy beat up. Yeah, they want to get their pussy beat up. Fuck all that making love shit. It's cool. They kind of sort of want you to make love to them, kind of sort of, yeah. But really, no, nigga, they want you to beat that motherfucker down. So the next bitch you see on Facebook or Twitter talking about some, where are the real guys that know how to treat a woman, that make love to a woman? Say, bitch, kill yourself. I know you're lying, ho. I know you're lying. You really don't want that. You really want a nigga to beat that motherfucker down. This is where we're at on the show. This is where we're at on K100 tonight.
Get what you want.
All right? We had different callers. But one thing I did notice, the exchange between Audrey and Key, not the exchange, but when I had both of them on the line, I found it really interesting what Key brung up. You know, let me ask you this, Shay. Matter of fact, Michigan girl, I'm opening your mic back up. And Shay.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that women who only wanted to get beat up all the time, that's all they really like, got some kind of emotional detachment issue going on?
I think so, yeah. Because most women, you know, we are emotional creatures. So, uh-huh. You know, at some point we're going to need to feel a little bit of emotion. We're going to need some passion. Right. We're going to need a little touching, a kissing, a little extra sucking, a little extra something, not just straight fucking.
Right. I agree with that. I mean, at some point, you want to be down, but at some point you want that extra. So it's either emotional detachment or, like he said, something somewhere happens that makes you think that that's all it's supposed to be.
Is that or fear of getting too close, or fear of attachment or something?
But I'm saying, Audrey said it's just the fact that she just like thug niggas. She just like thug niggas. Even though she's married to a fucking cop.
You never get exposed to anything else, and you don't know if you like it or not. You got to let yourself be exposed to something else to see what's out there. Variety is the spice of life.
But why can't she just like what she likes? Why do y'all got to make all this? Why does she got to have an emotional detachment issue like he said?
You
why
asked
can't
the
she,
question. I'm just saying.
I'm asking because you said that you think that they do.
That's my answer. I mean, if that's what she likes, that's what she likes. But if you ask me my opinion about a person like that, then I just told you. That's what I think.
Right. She could just like what she likes, but our opinion, because we know probably a lot of women, And, you know, nine out of ten, I mean, well, no, all the women I know, at some point they're going to want some kind of emotional touching, kissing, hugging, something.
Uh-huh. Yes, Keith. Yes,
she did. I said she did say that she had some emotional detachment issues, though. She fessed up.
Audrey, that's right. Hey, Audrey, don't you have emotional detachment issues, Audrey? Hold on. Audrey.
Yes.
What happened to you to make you, what do you think happened to you? What, if you would like to share with us, can you share with us what happened to you to make you feel like the only way you like sex is to get it?
I guess you could say, yeah, heartbreak.
Heartbreak.
True.
Okay.
True, heartbreak. You're right.
All right. Hold on, Keith. So what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is when a woman gets her heart broken, she goes into this mode. This is what I'm gathering from the conversation. Michigan Girl and Shay's mic is still open. So when you get your heart broken, you guys go into this mode where you like fuck niggas. Niggas ain't, I guess you go into some fuck it, fuck niggas ain't shit like type mode. And so now you like, you don't want no passion from a nigga. Nigga, don't make me feel like I'm special, nigga. Just come in here, fuck me, nigga. Fuck me and be gone. Am I this right?
That can happen, but it also depends on the woman. And I don't know Audrey, but I can just speak for myself. You know, my heart been broken, and you can be like that for a little while or whatever. But if she's like still like that, then you know that may be just her. She may be a little bit, you know, tougher. I'm a more sensitive woman, so I'm only gonna be like that for so long, and then I'm gonna need to change it up. You can beat it down, but I'm gonna need the other part too. So. She may be, you know, just a little bit tougher. She's like, fuck it, I didn't put up this wall. I don't want that extra because you're going to leave or, you know, I ain't going to deal with no more heartbreak. So fuck it, just beat it down and keep it moving.
All right. Shay said, Shay, you had to break away, right, Shay?
Yeah, I had to.
All right. Just take it.
You better ask me some questions, I'm going to have to dip.
Say what now?
I said, you better ask me some questions, I'm going to have to dip. I had to, like, sneak in here.
Okay, all right. So let me go ahead and ask you the questions real quick. 912's up next. I see Kuss on deck. All right. El Panama, all y'all coming up. Do you have to be in love to be made love to make love to someone, Shay?
Yeah. If you don't, how are you going to make love to somebody if you don't love them? That just kind of like goes without saying.
You can fuck them passionately. Next question is, what is the difference between making love and good passionate sex?
Well, good sex is just that good sex.
Good passionate sex.
Passionate sex is like, you know, the bomb. But when you're making love to somebody, it's like, it's more of a, I guess like some of the other parts that it is like an emotional connection, but it's more like the two people like feel like it's a connection between two people. It's not just sex. I mean, you can have all the passion or you can just, you know, be like just walking through the door, tearing off clothes, getting it in just because you can't wait to get to them.
You know, I just got one fucking thing to say. At the end of this show, I swear to God, after everything I've heard the word emotion bring up a million times, the next motherfucking woman that goddamn try to even make an excuse or even form their lips to say, y'all not emotional creatures, I swear to God. I swear to God. Because all y'all talking about is emotion tonight. Yeah, we need more emotion.
When men are making love to a woman, you can tell because they get emotional too. I mean, y'all might not like crying and shit or something like that, but I'm just saying, you can tell the difference when someone is like being passionate.
Let me ask you, matter of fact, now that you bring that up, I want to know, what does it mean when a woman cries when you're having sex?
That's right there. To me, I think that's like a making love issue. That means it was like so good, you just felt so connected that like your emotions just erupted.
Interesting. Very interesting. So if you're having sex with a woman and you have you ever cried during sex?
No, actually I haven't. But I mean, I felt very intense, you know, at times, like if I was like making love with somebody.
I wonder how many women have ever cried. That's gonna be a new question. New question. Question number six. Have you ever cried during sex, and what did it mean? What made you cry if you did? Matter of fact, okay, Shay, before I even do that, Shay, which form of sex makes you climax and come more often and better? Making love, the making love kind of sex, or
you talking about making love? You talking about that slow stuff?
I'm talking about making love, damn it. Can you make love and get beat the fuck up? Can a nigga really be making love to you and beat the pussy up? He can be making love and beat the pussy up.
People think that making love is just that slow, you know, like all that wine and dine and just slow, you know, on the movie kind of
thing. Hold up, Shay. Yeah. I jumped the question. What's the difference between making love and good sex?
Okay, making love is when, like, you feel a connection with somebody. It's like whenever you, like, you know, like when y'all come at the same time, y'all both feeling it at the same time. It's like good sex.
At the same time, Shay, stop it.
Okay, what?
I just, because y'all come at the same time means y'all made love? Really?
I don't necessarily say what it means, but usually, like, when people are really in tune with each other like that, you know, that can happen. I mean, I have had that before, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I came at the same time.
I ain't gonna say every time.
It's fine. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say?
I done came at the same time with a woman, but it didn't mean I was in love. You said I couldn't be making love to her because I wasn't in love with her. Okay, so I was fucking with someone and having sex with them, and we came at the same time, but that shit was that intense. So now, am I making love to her?
I didn't say every time. I'm taking words out of context. I didn't say every time. I said, you know, that's like, that can happen. But, you know, if you feel like an emotional connection with somebody, okay, you know if you feel an emotional connection with somebody, Blue, stop tripping. You know if you feel an emotional connection with somebody, or if it's just good sex, it's just good pussy, and your dick just feels good. You know the difference.
I know the difference, but I've had severely passionate sex with people that I wasn't in love with. In fact, I do it all the time.
And that can happen. But
okay.
You ask what's the difference, and the difference is you feel it, not just with your penis, but inside you feel it.
I'm a guy, Shay. Newsflash. Question number four. Which form of sex makes you climax more and come more? Love making or beating it up? Do you like your pussy beat up or the slow love making shit? Keep 100.
Strong and passionate. I like it strong and passionate. I mean, I like the passion. Let me answer the question. Don't rush me.
Fine,
I like
wait.
The strong, passionate kind. I want them strong strokes. I mean, it can be a little bit slow, but not too slow because I fall asleep or you know, end up flipping over and doing something else. But I like it strong and passionate. You know, I like the thump. I want to feel it. When I get through, I want to know that I didn't have sex.
So you want your pussy beat up, Shay?
I don't want just to like, just like pound, 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 pound. I want all of it.
What makes you, when you bust a nut, what is he doing? Fucking you slow or beating it up most of the time? Answer the question.
Hitting it strong, I'll say beating it up.
God, it's like pulling teeth. You like your pussy beaten in. Jesus Christ. Shay, let me ask you this. I got too many people on. I got to move on, but for real. Is there something that makes you feel like you're not feminine or something because you like getting your pussy beat up, that y'all women are hesitant to admit that you like getting your pussy beat up, and that's what makes you come?
Ain't nothing wrong with that because, you know, I can be kissing and fucking and everything while he's beating it, and I'm just good. I'm good with that. I don't have to have that slow stuff because I really don't get turned on by that slow stuff.
No, pay attention to the question. Pay attention to the question one more time. This is for every woman on the line. Do you feel like it's unfeminine or it's unladylike, I guess, to be the type of woman who comes from getting your pussy beat up? Because, see, the thing about it is, let me finish. This is the thing about it. When you fuck a woman, when you fuck the hell out of them, when you beat them up fast and you fuck them from the back hard and they come and shit, that's like a lot of women who say, oh, only women who come from the back, they hoes because they like coming from the back. They old bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? Because get the pussy beat up hard and strong, and that's what make you come. A lot of people equate that with being a hoe. You like having hoe sex and not woman sex. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's being a woman.
What?
I said, as long as you got a pussy, then that's being a woman. You just know what you like. You know what feels good. You know what angles to hit. He gonna hit and make you feel like you
want
to.
No. He hit the angle slow, Shay. But you want him to beat it up hard and strong. That's how you come. That's what you just said.
What are you talking about? That's what I just said.
All right, but I'm saying, do you think it's unladylike? unfeminine.
No, I don't think it's unladylike at all. Like I said, as long as you got a pussy, then, you know, what's unladylike about it?
Is that just old school thinking? It's 2011.
You know what? Women who think like that, like, let me tell you.
Beat my motherfucking pussy down. Fuck old school shit.
Women
right?
who think like that just like to lay on their back. They don't like to take it any other way. So I guess if you're laying on your back all the time, then you probably can't take it too much, you know, different kind of ways or whatever. You got to be adventurous. Flip over. Do something else. Shit.
Ooh, all you dry fucks. How you doing, Samantha?
Okay.
I'm going in. I'm sorry. I'm not letting up on you because you called my show with that fuck shit. I'm going to do this all night. All right, stay on the line, Shay.
Okay, I'll be listening.
912, I got to you. El Panama, Cuso on deck. 850-319 also. I'm not going to stop the show. Please don't hang up. I'm not going to end the show until I get to all of my callers. I promise you. This is how K100 works. I don't just end the show and not answer my calls. I got a popular show, but most people download my show after the fact, so I only keep about 20 to 30 people on the line. So I even if I go into a third hour, I will, in fact, have a chance to get to you if you can just be patient. I do not stop my show until I talk to every fucking body. Even if we go into 11 o'clock hour, if you're on the line, I'll get to you. So just be patient. But I do have a pretty, you know, popular show, so I got people on the phone lines. You just got to be patient. Don't be impatient and hang up. Okay, please. I know if you got to go do something, I'm just saying, call back if you can. All right, so 912-227. Thanks for calling K100 Internet Radio. What to do?
What's happening?
Oh, my guy on the line, finally. My first dude on the line. Damn it, man.
And none other than Billy Bad Phoenix. What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, man. What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling back into the show. You feel me? I got one other guy. We're going to get to him, too. Okay, homie. Man, have you been, I know you've been on the line basically the whole show. You been hearing these ladies, man? You hear them?
Yeah, I've been hearing them, you know.
They like their pussy beat up.
Some are like, what's
up? They like their pussy beat up. You hear that, right?
Yeah, they say that.
It is what it is. So let me ask you this before I even get to the questions. What you think about all these motherfucking flower-ass niggas out here talking about you need to make love to it? Are these niggas out of touch with reality? Are these niggas extremely lame? Are they geeks, like Audrey said? These niggas are out of touch. These women don't want to be fucking made slow love to. They want you to beat them the fuck down. They said it themselves. I'm not making this up. It'll make me a fucking impassionate or a goddamn silly nigga or a young acting nigga. No, I fuck grown ass motherfucking women, and every grown ass motherfucking woman on the line said they want their pussy beat up. Did you hear them?
I heard. Yeah, right. I hear it. And see, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
See, dudes who just straight making love, ain't nothing wrong with that, because, you know, I'm that virus, son. You know, I'm more of a lovemaker, but then I switch it up and then just go to the beat it up right dance, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's whatever that girl prefers, you know, and some dudes just make it about themselves. So, and that's where the problem lies, you know, and that's how most women are going unsatisfied and going on to the next nigga who can do it right.
Right.
You know, and while he's sitting there looking stuck on stupid, wondering why she went off to the next nigga, because, nigga, you ain't stepping your game up, you know. Okay, being made love to, that's cool, you know, making love, that's cool. You know, but sometimes you just got to step outside your box and be like, okay, I'm about to go animal on the shit, you know.
Exactly.
Some dudes don't do that.
But then again, fellas, they do want that passion. They do want that emotion. They do have a pussy. They bleed once a month. They are women, except for Audrey. down daily, every day. Outside of Audrey, you know what I'm saying? The rest of them, you know. Audrey was the only one who was like, I just want my pussy beat every day. But we have determined that Audrey has some issues going on. Okay, Audrey has some detachment issues. So we're going to give Audrey a pass. She's got some issues going on. You feel me? Okay. All right, so, but outside of Audrey, you know what I'm saying? If they don't have no past emotion, if they never had a heart broken or some kind of shit like that, then they do want you to beat it up to make them come. But you do got to kind of, you know, ease into it. They want to be stimulated. They want you to conversate. You know what I'm saying? They want to be kind of, you know. So, fellas, once again, fellas, K100, I'm here to help. I'm only here to help, homie. All right? I'm not a hater. I'm only here to help. You gotta show them a little passion, you know what I'm saying, do all that. But at the end of the day, just make sure you got your long and strong game up. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, fellas. Okay, episode 169. Uh-huh. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 169. All right, so homie, let me ask you this right here. All right.
What's up?
Question number one. Do you feel like you have to be in love with somebody to make love to them? Do you have to love a chick to make love to them?
No, not really. You don't.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can't. I'll put you like this. You can be attracted to a person, though, that has sex with them. So, of course, yes, as everybody else is saying, yes, all about the emotion. So the only way you can make love to somebody while you're doing it is to say, I love you, while you're doing it.
What? What'd you say?
Say, I love you while you're doing it.
Even if you don't mean it.
Man, please. Okay, most of the niggas, okay, who say I love you don't mean it, just only get the goods, you know what I'm saying?
I don't do that, though. I don't. Stop. I don't do that.
And I don't either.
I don't tell women if I don't love them. I don't do that.
I tell them I love their pussy, though, but I don't tell them I don't love them. That's the difference.
But you did say...
Now, no lie, I've been in love before.
Uh-huh.
And I did tell her I love you while we're doing it, and I love you back while you're doing
uh-huh.
it. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, yeah, that symbolizes that you're making love, you know.
Because
and, of
you
course,
said,
everything in the beginning...
Because you said it, that means you're making love?
No, that symbolizes that you're making love.
Okay. So, I got to make sure I'm clear because now women are mashing the number one and they want to refute what you said. Obviously, they want to jump down your throat, or they want you down their throat with your dick. I don't know. Whichever the case may be. The point is, they're hitting the number because you just said the thing that you just said. When I seen the numbers start flashing, is when you said you can make love to somebody without loving them. And every woman up so far has said that is not the case. All the women have said straight up, unequivocally, you cannot make love to anyone without loving them. So right here, we have a disconnect in between the guys and the women. This is my first guy on the line, and he said some shit that everybody, all the women start lighting up the switchboard, like, no, the fuck you can't. So obviously, the women disagree with that notion that you can make love to someone without loving them. So I'm going to move to the next question, my homie. Now, you say you can, but the women beg to differ. Because they started hitting the number one instantly when you said that. Question number two. What is the difference between making love and good sex to you then?
Okay, the difference between making love and good sex. See, you can make love without actually having sex. Making love can start out with sending a simple text message saying, I can't wait to see you.
Uh-huh.
Or I sure can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. You know, you start planning stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, making love can begin with a candlelit dinner at some expensive, well, not even an expensive restaurant, but at a restaurant, and connections are there. You're staring at the girl's eyes, staring back, there's that sparkle, there's that twinkle. You know, there's that I can't wait moment, you know, to really get it in with you because you the only one who can get it in like you can.
But and getting it in on that shit because you love making love, homie, you just finna fuck the hell out of her. You feel what I'm saying? You just finna fuck her good. Not make love to her. You just finna fuck her good. I don't know. Let me ask you this.
Have you done all forms? It doesn't matter the pace.
Have you done all forms? Okay, but let me ask you this: have you done the thing that you're saying with a woman that you really necessarily didn't love? Have you went out, looked at her, stared her in the eyes, and looked at the twinkle in her eyes, and took her out to dinner and texted her and did all this with a woman you didn't love?
Nope, I haven't. If I really wanted sex, if it's just like a straight fucking moment, I scroll through the call log. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a woman I'm in love with, yeah, I'm going to go all out for her. You know?
Okay.
I'm going to go all out. You know? But if it's a woman that's just, she's just there for the sex, you know, I just go through the call log and call up. That's about it. Come to the house, beat it up, go on in the next day. You know?
Uh-huh. Which form of sex makes you climax and bust a nut? The love making better and quicker. The love making or the beating it up. Which one do you have a better orgasm with, bust a nut better with?
Beating it up? Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Because you're a fucking guy. You have a fucking dick. You emotionless motherfucker. You just told 30 women on the fucking phone line that you can fucking make love to them without fucking loving them. Are you insane? Are you trying to get me killed? Are you crazy? And they're gonna say, on the phone. I'm telling you right now, when they get on the phone, they're going to say, you're a fucking idiot. This is what they're going to say. Now, I don't believe you're an idiot, but I'm telling you what the women are going to say. Because you've been listening. All of them say, cannot make love to someone you don't love. yet still you said that you can. And that's like a basically a, that's like a basic guy answer. They're, now they're texting me like, open the mic. They want to cream me. They want to cream. You hear that little bleeping along my in the background? That's my phone. These are the women that's on the phone line. They're like, nigga, open up my motherfucking line. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Oh, they're ready.
somebody called you closet gay. What the fuck?
They called me gay.
Called you gay? Who was this? Let me see if you're on the phone line. Call the show. They said that you're gay because you said that. Call the show. Why is he gay? These people are texting.
They're for beating up a pussy and getting.
They called you gay because I don't know why they called you gay. They said you closet gay. That nigga you got on the line. I love you type of niggas. You is sweet. You closet gay, motherfucker. LOL.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Say no shit like that and don't call the show. 347-934-0966. I don't even know the number. It's 850. The number's not locked to my phone. For some reason, their name not popping up. I don't know who this is.
850, that's Tallahassee area.
That's probably somebody from my hometown. But they're listening to my show right now, and they're texting me. You feel what I'm saying? And, oh, this is my homegirl. This is my homegirl, Tina. I didn't lock their new number in. Yeah, this is my homegirl. She says you're closet gay. Call the fucking show, Tina.
Oh, shoot. God, I want to hear this myself.
Why is he closet gay? What the fuck? Hold on. Kuss on deck. What you got to say about this dude? What do you want to say to him? You text me too, but these are people that texted me like, what the fuck is this nigga ill?
I wanted to tell this, but I just was like, please tell that nigga to stop it, because ain't no making love to somebody that you don't love. You might be able to have a sexual chemistry with that person, but ain't no making love if it ain't no love. What the hell you calling to making love for? That's some bullshit. Kill yourself.
Okay, so there we have it. You know, I knew that the women were going to feel this way. I told you when you said that the women are going to jump
out. Oh, yeah, I know.
Creamy. You feel what I'm saying?
I know, that's her opinion on it.
Right. I don't know why my friend Tina's calling you closet gay. Tina, call the show. I don't know why is he closet gay?
Yeah, where the hell he get off talking about making love is looking at somebody out? That is called foreplay. He need to get his shit together.
That ain't no foreplay. You're not focusing on the purpose of the date, not the food.
What are you
fundamentally, and I mean on a fundamental genetic basis, the difference between men and fucking women. Right now, you're seeing
Mars and Venus. Thank you.
You're seeing the difference between us, ladies and gentlemen. You're witnessing live on K100 Internet Radio. Where else can you learn this type of shit? Listen to me. Because he is saying that what he's saying is his style, his form of stimulating your mind or whatever is not what she says. It's just, she just sees it different. Women think that they have to love you because women, once again, and I've said this a million times on K1 Internet Radio, women fuck, men fuck with our dick, okay? We have sex with our dick, but women have sex with their pussy and their heart. You can't, unless you really is a hoe, it's hard to pull the motherfuckers apart. The motherfuckers are like duct tape super glued together 9 out of 10 times. You feel what I'm saying? If she ain't a hoe, times her pussy is super glued to that bitch heart. I keep telling you motherfucking niggas this shit, and I keep telling you women this shit too. That's how it is. That's why you are not us. This is why I don't understand niggas who want to be women. Cause nigga, how? What is your wiring fucked up? Is your dick and heart connected? Cause my dick and heart not connected. I can fuck a woman without loving them, and I can fuck them good and passionately without loving them. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the difference between us. You feel what I'm saying? But this is one thing. But hold on, Kuso. I'm going to keep your mic open, Kuso, because I'm coming back to you, and I got to ask you the questions. But Tina.
Yes.
Why do you say the homie on the line is closet gay?
The reason why, because if you interact with somebody that you barely know and you're saying you love them, you don't love them. You barely even know them.
Why does that make them closet gay?
First of all, you still, okay, let me answer the question. The reason why I say you're closet gay, because I'm listening to what you're saying, a bunch of hogwash. I'm like, man, just fuck me and you can love me later.
So
that's it.
Hold on, stop. Now stop right there.
Okay.
I got Crystal on the phone lines. I'm not even gonna think about ending the show in 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes left on the phone lines, but if you're listening to me on the internet, you have to call 347-934-0966 and you have to be on the phone lines to continue into the third hour. I've got too many people on the phone lines, I just can't end the show because people have been waiting and I'm not gonna not get to them. I'm gonna keep them on the phone. I'm gonna keep the show going until 11 PM Eastern time, which is an hour and some change. So we're gonna go into the third hour. That's just a no brainer. But if you're listening to me on the internet, which some of you are, because I see you posting on Facebook about what we're talking about, if you want to continue the conversation, because I got about 6 more callers, you gotta dial 347-934-0966. I'm gonna give you one more warning, but this, you're getting up until cutoff time for the internet stream. Now back to Tina. Back to what the fuck Tina just said. See, this is the problem. I just had a show not too long ago that every fucking woman and every fucking nigga, I feel like, in a black motherfucking in America should have heard. And it was called Soft Niggas, something like Soft Niggas They Don't Want You. I forgot what I called the episode. You feel me? But basically, all the women on the motherfucking show said they don't want a soft nigga. They want a motherfucking thug nigga. They want a raw nigga. They're like, oh, they
want
a
real.
Hold on, Tina. You just said, because what you just said is, he's talking about making love. You just said he's closet gay. You called this guy out and that you don't know and said he's closet gay based on the things that he was talking about looking across you at the table, about trying to stimulate your mind, and you called him a closet gay. This is the problem. This is the last women, but it's so many motherfucking women, and especially black women, who feel this way about a nigga who may show you a little bit more love and passion. You like Audrey. You like Audrey, okay? You like one of these motherfucking women who like, just fuck me and shut up because you got some emotional attachment issues, maybe.
He can show me that later. But when I'm in the room, you better handle me.
Okay. So if he doesn't handle you, if he doesn't manhandle you, you feel what I'm saying, then he's a fag.
There might be some issues.
We're going to have to stop the show right now. Okay, hold on. Stop what you say real quick. Real
you see
quick.
What I'm saying? Like,
okay, let me rephrase like that. Metrosexual type side.
No, ain't nothing metro about me. Ain't nothing sexual but hetero, okay? Dig it. All right, I put this in like this. As I said earlier when I called in, I'm diverse. I could switch it up if I wanted to, okay? If you wanted to beat it up right, okay, yeah, I'm going to switch it up to that shit. Flip you down, pull your head, choke you, smack your ass, call you all kinds of names while you're doing it. You might enjoy that shit. I could if I wanted to. But, of course, if there is some emotion there, you know what I'm saying, if I feel that from you, I'm going to give it right back. Point blank period. You know what I'm saying? I'm diverse. I adapt. But that don't make me no closet gay person, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, that's your opinion on it. But, of course, until you feel me in person, that's all you're going to say.
You.
But then you're going to
see
it. But see, but then
but
I feel like at the end of the day, you're going to think a whole lot different.
You're
going to think a whole lot different. But just because
go ahead.
I'm not the one wearing these tight jeans and these colorful-ass clothes. Get it right, my
nah.
Friend.
Go
ahead.
Don't dig them. What I'm saying is, I ain't saying that I like somebody beat me. The only thing I want to beat is my walls. That's it. Beat my walls and give it to me. That's what I want.
That wrong.
See, the point I'm just trying to make right here with Tina is there is an issue with black women and black men where they say and like I said for the other show. With the women who quote unquote want a hard guy, they really don't want the emotional guy. The show I had about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I said emotional nice guys lose. You feel me? That's true. And this is another reflection of that and the attitude that black women have. Black women want you to come through, beat their pussies up. They want you to handle them rough and everything like that right there. You feel what I'm saying? And if you don't, nigga, if you don't, you could be deemed as a closet fag. If you try to make love to some black women, they might think you a pussy. They might think you a punk, nigga. They might think you a geek, right, Audrey? Do you hear what I'm... You can't even be nice. That's why some niggas don't be nice to you, fool. You motherfucking bitches don't get it, though. You feel what I'm saying? But when a nigga come through there and drag your motherfucking ass and take you down through there, old niggas ain't shit. You feel what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways, lady. Ladies,
I will.
So you want the nice nigga when it's time, when you want a nigga shoulder to cry on, when you feel like, oh, baby, I just need you to be there for me, you want this nigga, but then it's the same nigga
who
look at the spark in your eyes and you call them a closet fag.
I want a real man. That's what I want, real.
Okay, well, if it's like this, a man who's willing to go all the way through that for you, don't make no less than a man. You're supposed to sit looking in the eye to eat your compliments and sit there and try to hold your hand and then make connections with you while you're eating dinner instead of just concentrating on the food. You know what I'm saying? That'll make them no less than a man.
Oh, no, I like to eat, so we ain't going to be holding hands.
Guess what? I did it. I took a
girl
out when I was in love with
her. You ain't got to worry about me. Trust me, I got a good appetite. We ain't going to talk. We ain't gonna say nothing. I'm going to eat.
This
I like to eat.
I tell you, make your own damn dinner. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to spend no money then.
Hold up. 347-934-0966. You got 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. You need to be somewhere where your phone won't dump out, because if your phone dumps out after 10 o'clock, you cannot call back into my show. I have 50-something seconds. 347-934-0966. If you want to, and I got a lot of people on the phone line, so the conversation will be ongoing. We got enough people to last another hour, no question. So we're gonna go another 4 hour with the show. I gotta ask Coops on deck the questions, and also Tina. And I'm gonna finish up the question with my homie. I see El Panama hanging in there with me. I see Lexi Pool. I see 713. I think that's the homie AJ, and I see LL. I promise I'm gonna answer every call. All right, but you gotta dial 347-934-0966. Please be patient with me. All right? Please be patient, but I will not stop the show until I get to everyone that's on the line. Just be patient, because I really want to hear from you. But I really had to stop and pause and get off subject because of what Tina said. Because what she said is a fucking problem with black fucking women. Tina can like getting her pussy beat up all she wants to. Matter of fact, all y'all like getting y'all pussy beat up. That's what the fuck all y'all say. All y'all like getting y'all pussy beat up. But she just, but that right there, when this guy on the phone said he wanted to have an emotional connection with her. Now I agree with Kuso on that. I don't know about if you're making love to a woman at that particular point. You feel what I'm saying? I'm kind of going with Kuso on deck at that particular one. Because she was like, how the fuck you making love to me, nigga, across the motherfucking table eating? I dig that line of talk. I dig that. And I don't know if I really agree with the homie on that. But the connection that he's trying to make with you on a mental level that he's trying to have with you in order to push it into making love, he just got called out to being gay for about a black woman. And she's not the only one to think like that. She just bold enough to motherfucking call up here and say it. Like that. I'm pretty sure Audrey. Matter of fact, Audrey alluded to the fact that if a nigga think like that, he a pussy, he a geek, he gay or some shit. Michigan girl, I see you. I'm gonna get you a line, baby. You feel what I'm saying? But this is the problem. And then y'all wanna come right back and right the fuck back around with your hypocritical motherfucking asses and tell me, get the fuck out of here. I'm coming through. Just get on your knees, suck a dick, and I got to shut the fuck up then. And that's what the fuck
you're right. Damn okay. Right.
There we go. There you have it. Because if I don't, I might be called a fag.
Let me tell you.
What?
I'm going to tell you. Last time I had a little cut buddy, whatever, this bitch wanted to talk to me. You know what I did? I put my hand across his lips, and I started fucking grinding his ass. Like, shut the fuck up, and let me get mine. You ain't trying to get yours. I put my hand across his mouth and fucked his ass when he should be fucking me.
And there you have it. What more can I fucking say? What more can I say, ladies and gentlemen? We're into the third hour. If you're not on the show now, oh fucking well. But please make sure you got a good cell phone signal or something. Make sure your shit is on deck.
You know yeah. What? Can't Since you me. Mentioned that, let me tell you. I spent money with T-Mobile. I was like, oh. You told me call last time. This prepaid phone I had, burn my minutes out. I went T-Mobile. I went and got me a new phone.
Okay.
Straight up.
You did. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called into the show. Now, hold on a second. Stand by. Don't hang up now because I'm going to come back.
I'm not.
Just stand by. All right, stand by. All right, homie. You sparked up the conversation in the show. You feel me? Stand on line. If you can, homie, don't hang up. Cause I got. I'm pretty sure like some of these women that hit the number one down here, they got something they want to say back to you also. So I'm gonna come back to you.
Oh, go ahead with it.
So all right, hold on. Okay, Kuso on deck.
What's going on, honey?
Okay.
This shit is crazy. Oh my god. Just what?
Also
really?
But it's also real, though. You hear what just happened? But that's also real, though.
I have to see where she came from. You know, I'm not trying to, like, defend what she said or whatever, because I probably wouldn't have took it as far as to say he was a closet gay or whatever, whatever. But at the same time, he was sounding real extra sensitive and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably where that came from. She sounds like she's a little inebriated right now, like she really couldn't explain what she was saying.
Listen to me.
You know what I'm saying, but...
Listen to me. No, you said it right. Let's keep it 100. You said it right. You said what the fuck you just meant. Oh, he was sounding real extra sensitive because he was sitting there, and if you was listening, he was trying to tell you, well, I was just trying... He wanted to start the love-making process, which is what some of you women claim you want from a man. Claim, even though I know you motherfuckers don't. You just want to get fucked at the end of the fucking day. That's why I'm not... That's why
I'm
just,
saying, though, you can't start making love to me at no damn dinner table. Like you said, you agree with me on that. I said it was all right. You know what I'm saying for that. You know what I'm saying. Be categorized as foreplay. Now you can say that that's foreplay because men think that everything that you do as far as like foreplay has to be you touching me touching you. It don't have to be that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It don't have to be all of that.
But the point is, she was trying to tell you black women that he was trying to make a connection with you at the dinner table, and he almost got called out closet gay, and you jumped down his throat. Even though
I'm not a soul because the nigga said he was going to be making love to me across my damn lobster. And I ain't with that shit, nigga. Hey, whatever.
Let me ask you this. If you come over to my house and before we fuck, I make you dinner. I cook you dinner. All right? I make dinner for you. I say I'm going to cook for you. I cook you dinner. And then we sit down and we have a drink and we talk. Is that too much? Or do you want to just say, fuck it? No, fuck that shit, Blizzard. Where the fuck the bed, nigga? Let's get it. Which one?
I wouldn't say that that's too much, no. You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to look into your eyes and make a connection with you on a mental level.
Because the way he was saying it, it was the way he said it. When he was talking, I was picturing a Poindexter-ass dude with some glasses on and a motherfucking flannel white
A Poindexter-ass dude, what Audrey would call a geek, a lame, a closet fag, is a guy who's trying to get on your level. Black women, get, you know what?
I'm just telling you what I picture. It wasn't so much, it was just the way that he said what he was saying. Now, if you go about doing it the right way, that's something else. But the way he described that shit fucked them all up.
That's what you pictured, and that's what Tina pictured. And you know why? Because that's the mentality that some black women have. If you ain't a thug, if you ain't here to black nigga, pussy. But then again, y'all want y'all cake and eat it too and say you want a quote-unquote real man that can tune into your needs and sensitivities. Get the fuck out of here!
Most of the time, you're not going to get both of those. You understand what I'm saying? It's very rare that you're going to get both of those on the same person. That's very rare. I understand that.
Okay. Okay, we have an understanding, black women.
Yeah.
We have an understanding. I can't be that kind of guy, and I can't be both of them guys. So why try? Why even make the attempt to? I can't be that guy, black women. Black men! Fucking nigga, abandoned trying to be Mr. Nice Guy. Stop! Don't do it! It's a waste of time. You're going to be called a fag. You're going to be called a geek, a lame. Go do it, nigga. Beat these hoes down. Treat them like they want to be motherfucking treated. This is where we at. You hear it? It's basically holding in front of your eyes. I'm gonna go ahead and ask you the questions real quick. Everybody got their hand raised. I got 19 people on the phone line. Every one of them want to talk to me, and I'm gonna get to every one of them. I've talked to some of them, so I'm gonna get to the ones we have to talk first. So you have to be in love to make love to someone. You have to love someone to make love to them, right?
I do. I have to be in love with you to make love to you. Now we can have a crazy ass sexual chemistry now. Where, you know what I'm saying? That shit might make your head blow off. You feel what I'm saying? But that's not making love.
That's just good sex.
That's some good sex.
So what's the difference between making love and good sex specifically? Break it down real quick.
Specifically, I have to love you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, to make love to you. Now, I have good sex with anybody that know what they're doing. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. I don't have to have no kind of feelings for you. And I'm not one of them females, you know what I'm saying? I heard you earlier about the female pussy being attached and to their heart and all of that right there. I think mine attached, but it's just hanging by a damn thread, I promise you. You understand what I'm saying?
Have you been through heartache? Have you been hurt in the past?
I have been hurt in the past, but I don't let that stop me from, like, accepting or trying to love or, you know what I'm saying, like, getting to know people. I don't let that stop me.
I don't know if I agree with you with that statement, babe. And you my dog, I fucks with you. You my homegirl, but I think you are dead-ass fucking wrong. I think it affects you more. I think it affects you more than what you know. I think that's the reason why you are how you are. And you feel like what the guy was just telling you on the phone was like you the connection. You was like, man, fuck that. That's, you know, you ain't feeling that. You don't like that kind of guy.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not gonna act like I am. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not one of them. I'm not no soft ass chick. I'm not no girly girl. I'm not with the average bitch. You know that. You've been knowing me forever. I'm not one of them. You understand what I'm saying? So that what works for the average motherfucker don't work for me. That's just how I'm wired. I'm borderline like nigga to be high. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is. Chicks that who get all girly and emotional and shit, them are soft chicks. There's a difference between you and another chick. Y'all,
they're girly girls. I'm just not like that. I just was classifying them as girly girls. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's nothing wrong with being emotional and all of that. I'm more emotional than a nigga would be, but I'm not emotional like a soft-ass girly girl. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have them type of feelings. Maybe it's because of the shit that I done been through. You understand what I'm saying? And my heart kind of hard or whatever. But whatever the reason may be, you understand what I'm saying? That's just not how I'm wired, period.
Okay. So which form of sex makes you climax more and more often? Would you like
to
be why did I ask the question? Why would I ask the question? It should have been rhetorical. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there we have it. I can't tell you the importance and the reason why this show should be on fucking BET. It's just without the cussing. I can't tell you why. You hearing you the stuff we're talking about right now? You hearing why? You hearing what I'm saying? This is why, man. You hear the issues that we having? Y'all want y'all cake and eat it too. But we're gonna get to that. Stay in line, Coos, if you can. Please don't hang up, all right?
All right.
All right. Oh, I swear, man. El Panama, Lexi Poole, then LL. El Panama.
These women don't know what the fuck going on. They want to keep tricks on one hand and they want Maxwell on another. I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. You feel me? But you see why I had to stop and break away from what I was talking about and teach what Tina was trying to say about the homie that called in. You feel what I'm saying? I had to break away and stray off the subject and eat up that time to prove a fucking point. And I've been saying, okay, 100 so since I started this show. And that general consensus that I have with black women fucking pins. You feel what I'm saying? And that is, you motherfuckers really don't want Mr. Nice Guy. You really don't want that nigga.
In the grand scheme of things, they don't.
They want to fucking act on Facebook and Twitter. Shut the fuck up.
At the end of the day.
Shut up.
That's what they feel most secure.
It's your cousin them. Bitch, shut up. I'm sick of y'all motherfucking hoes. Y'all getting on my nerves. And at the end of the day, I really know what you really want. That's why I get angry to see shit like that. I can't just say this, y'all. It made me mad. You get what I'm saying? Because I know it's not really what you want. You want it when you want it. You want it when it's convenient for you. You want that nigga when it's time to pay bills. But bitch, you really don't want it. It's D-Tank. That's what I'm talking about. But like Kuso and Dex said, that nigga that's both of them niggas don't stick. So when I come to this motherfucker and I am G and I am what I am, bitch, love to leave it. Now, homie.
Don't get mad. Don't be getting mad when you
know what I am. If you want to fuck with a real nigga, just do that. So real niggas might fuck another bitch sometimes. Lay down, ho, and step and shut the fuck up when I do it if I get caught. Matter of fact, don't look for it. Get your motherfucking ass and fuck up my phone and shut the fuck up if I do get some outside pussy. I'm the nigga you want. G shit, throw it up, bitch. This type of shit I'm talking about. That made me fucking go ham on them tonight, shawty. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't gonna get away with it, though, K-100.
I don't know.
You feel what I'm saying? So all you motherfuckers who want a nigga to beat you down, who feel like he closet gay, who he trying to be that system nigga and trying to speak some fucking love, when he fuck your cousin, bitch. When he fuck her in the whole shit, fuck. Hey,
I'm asking about that.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it. You see what I'm saying? Because the nigga that you brought, that well, both of these niggas exist in one, who just told that nigga don't exist. So why you want to break up and call him out when he fucking out the hole? He is what he is. That's the nigga you want. The same nigga you want to beat you up. The same nigga you don't want to beat you in the car to get shit. Like, look at your eyes and Timothy. Hello! I can do this forever, motherfucker. I won't get tired. 678-358, I see you. I'll get you. So, homie.
Yes, sir.
Do you think you have to love someone to make love to someone?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, you got to be in love. You got to have that emotional love connection to be able to make love to them. Because I mean, that's why it's called making love. Yeah.
Okay. What is the difference between making love and good sex?
Good sex is definitely that chemistry, man. You gotta have that. I believe it's more physical. You leave emotion. You leave emotion out of it. It's more of a physical connection. I mean, you can meet somebody on the damn corner on the street and have that physical connection with them. Don't love them. Don't know them from whoever. You know.
Uh-huh.
But you have that physical connection. You know, it's like a lock and a key in the bedroom. You know, y'all just fit each other.
That's right. I've had bomb sex with women I didn't have no love for.
Exactly.
Bomb sex. Continually. Number four.
It's funny you had this topic too, man. Earlier this week, this chick texted me talking about some, Corey, I love the way you make love to me. And I was sitting there, I was like, how can you say that? I don't love you. I wasn't making love to you. I was wondering where the disconnect was. I mean, are you in love with me or what, you know? So
we had one hour earlier who said they get that. We had some women who said, we had Audrey who I think is still in line, who said she got made love to by God, even though she didn't love the guy because the guy loved her.
Bullshit.
She's got
me down.
I don't know, man. These women have just made, they got under my skin. They got under my skin tonight. Tina got under my skin tonight, but the point is, Tina's not alone. But she got under my skin.
You reflect a lot of, you know, the thoughts of a lot of black women.
I know that. That's why I'm not just jumping down. Tina respects way more black women than these motherfucking black women want a motherfucking dick. Now. Yeah,
to the homie that you had on the line, you know, talking about making love to a chick mind, I can understand him to a point, because that was, you know, some women will tell you that. I want a nigga to make love to my mind and stimulate me mentally and shit, you know, like that. When, like you say, yeah, that really ain't what they want. They just want
that's
to
not
be,
really
know,
what they want. They're fucking lie. They want you to beat their pussy up and come in the room with him. That's how they make it look to their mind. I already know that. You don't have to convince me of that. But see, this show, K100, exposes these motherfucking women. They get exposed on the show. It really shows you how a lot of these motherfucking women really is. They really don't want that nigga. Really, at the end of the day. And so then, but the thing about it is, they want that nigga, they don't want a nigga to cheat. But what the fuck you fail to understand is, if you want a kind of nigga that can just fuck you and just be monogamous, bitch, then you do want that motherfucking nigga that wanna look at you in your eyes and make love to you across the motherfucking table. You ignorant motherfucker. That's what the fuck you really want. Unless, or you can have the nigga who just beat you down when he come in the motherfucking room, bitch, and he might fucking shit on you. But bitch, you can't fuck away.
They better get Kenny Lattimore or somebody.
Fuck that shit. I ain't gonna keep saying it, y'all. I'm new in the Facebook saying it. All right, so which form of sex makes you climax the most, homie? Which one do you enjoy the most? Do you enjoy the good love making or just beat it up?
Beat it up all the way.
I like a combination of two, but if I gotta pick one, I'm beating you up. All right, homie, stay on the line. Don't hang up though, man, 'cause I got people on the phone line that ain't talking. I'm pretty sure. These motherfucking women are going to attempt to try and talk me down about my motherfucking point I just made. But you can kill yourself, why get you? Stay on the line, homie.
Hypocrite.
All right, Lexi Pooh, what you got to say? Lexi Pooh. Is that not Lexi Pooh? 832-606.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I want to comment on what was said first. I'm going to put it like this. You know, I'm a girly girl. The only pair of tennis shoes that I own are the tennis shoes that I have to wear to dance practice, for majorette practice. That's the only pair of tennis shoes I own. I wear the blingy flats. I like the curly hair, the dresses. I'm not a jean person, but at the same time, I'm from the trade. So I dress like I do because that's how I was brought up to dress. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be a girly girl and, you know, and wear jeans and tennis shoes, because you can. You can still be, you know, a woman, but that's just how I choose to be. And I feel like, you know, I'm versatile, you know, and I feel like you can find the same thing in the dude. Like, I guess I can say I like corporate thugs. I know some guys that can, you know, take you out. I'm all with the dude who was talking about looking into your eyes, holding your hand, but at the same time, that nigga can still beat it up. I mean, I like to go to nice restaurants, have a nice dinner, hold hands, kiss, but I promise you, when I get home, I want that nigga to shove his dick down my throat till I have an asthma attack in that motherfucker. If he want to go Brazilian, I can go Brazilian too. So, I mean, the same way I can be versatile, shit, I don't see how a nigga can't be that either. You know, who says the nice guy can't beat your pussy up? Who, I mean, like, what they do?
Well, you heard the women. You heard the guy was trying to say that, and then Tina told
him.
For him,
I agree with that point. I did agree with that shit because I'm a girly girl. I press around, but it's the same way. I can get a, you know, I can mollywop a bitch in a second. I mean, who says I'm not soft? I'm just a lady. You know, I don't understand it. I'm sorry. I really can't get with that. Like, if I can go out there and be a lady and I can, you know, be all professional, you know, and I can, you know, want my back rubbed and hold a nigga hand, I may not get much of that if I'm talking to a, now, I'm not going to say a thug, because the nigga don't have to be a thug. If I'm talking to a real-ass nigga, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get that holding your hand treatment all the time. But every now and then, he will throw that in there. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? We can talk, we can have an intellectual conversation. There's a lot of real-ass niggas like you, Blizzum, who can hold an intellectual conversation with that lady. But at the same time, when y'all get home, you beating that shit in. She's swallowing, sucking dick balls at the same time, fucking the ass, eating the pussy, all that shit, splitting dicks on that hole. Shit, I learned some shit. Like, you know, what the hell? can do it all. So a nigga can be the same way. You may not get as much with a real-ass nigga because he ain't about to be looking in your eyes and shit all the damn time. But if he really love you, you may get that every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So I don't agree with what she was saying. I'm sorry. I don't agree. That's my opinion.
All right. So here we go with the questions, all right? Do you have to be in love to make love to someone?
Yes. And I'm going to put it like this. Say if I love somebody, me and the guy that I'm with, he looking into my eyes, he rubbing on me, we doing all that, you know, passionate stuff, and you got another couple, they not in love, but they doing the same thing. The only difference is the feelings. The couple on the side who don't love each other, but they looking into each other's eyes and rubbing and all that nice stuff, that's just their form of sex. Some people, that's just how they do it. It doesn't mean they're making love. If they rubbing you down, they like to look in your eyes, they like to take it slow. It's not love unless the feelings are present. It's not the form of sex that makes it making love. It's the feelings behind the sex that makes it making love. That's how I look at it. Yes, okay. I could have messed with a guy before Blizzum, and we could have touched each other, rubbed each other. He could have did it like, you know, just was all, you know, it seemed like he was making love, but that's just how he got down. And some people are like that. That was his style. But if I didn't love him, it's impossible for us to make love. So I feel like how people should take it is not what you do, it's the feelings behind what you do that makes it making love. That's how I see it.
So what's the difference between making love and good sex then? It's just the emotional connection. Is that what you're saying? Just one thing is that these two people love each other and these two people.
Yeah, because you can make love and that doesn't necessarily mean it was good sex. Someone can make love to you. You could be like, you know, we're going to make love tonight. Y'all get home, have the candles lit. He rubbing you and touching you and doing all that stuff coming from his heart, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good sex.
How did you even become to love this guy and he doesn't have a good,
you see what I'm saying, Blizzard? If it's really love, you can.
And now, listen to me. I'm a guy, okay? There, it's going to be fucking really, literally impossible. If you don't have good sex, I will never grow to love you because I'm not going to spend enough time around you to get to know you that long.
And that I understand, Blizzard, because men are physical beings. So coming from a man, I 100% understand that. But what I'm saying in a woman's standpoint, I'm not saying all women because some women feel like they got a dick and they can fuck like a nigga without emotions, whatever. Hey, to each his own. But what I'm saying is from a woman's standpoint or from my standpoint, I'm going to be, it's an opinion, I feel like, you know, I can make love to a guy and it may not be all that good. But so far as you say, shit, I can't love that hoe and she, you know, giving me what I want, it's not good. So I get what you're saying. But you get what I'm saying, right?
I'm saying because the thing about it is it takes a lot for me to love a female. And so if I'm going to be spending enough time around a woman to actually grow to love her, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I know two females in my life I love that I've never had sex with but I spent that much time around them. Like, my sister Viz and stuff like that, but we spent so much time around because she's part of Chainless Entertainment. You feel what I'm saying? And we spent an enormous amount of time with each other, and that's my dog. You feel what I'm saying? I love her. You feel what I'm saying? But I never had sex with her, but that's another situation. But when it comes down to romantically, I'm not going to keep fucking you if you can't fuck. So I'm not going to ever get a chance to grow to love you because I'm not going to keep fucking you, and we're not going to spend enough time around each other for me to love you because you can't fuck, and I'm going to move on.
That's true.
You feel what I'm saying? That's
I do.
Shit. You feel what I'm saying? So which form, Lexi Poo, which form makes you come the hardest, come the most? Making love or getting your shit beat down?
You got to be beat up from that certain angle. Whew, I'm having flashbacks.
Yesterday. You know what I'm saying? From yesterday or this morning?
Yesterday, I didn't have sex yesterday while you talking.
Funny, huh?
But,
funny.
Huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I didn't know, but what you saying?
My show with you in the background, I'm just saying.
I was in the background, I was eating. I was eating food, rather. We wasn't having sex.
Okay, anyway, I'm moving on. All right, so I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Let me keep going before he jump into the conversation and come out of nowhere and shit.
No, he can't go in now. But would you marry someone that have one style of sex and I got to go to the next caller?
Would I marry someone who has one style of sex?
if he, all he ever did was made love?
Hell no! But wait. No.
Okay.
The old me would have, but me now, no. He got to beat it up sometimes.
Of course, because that's all y'all really want to do is get beat
that's
up.
That's not true. That's not true. That is not true. Maybe most of the time.
Time. Y'all want to get beat up. Okay, stay on the line. Stay on the line.
All right.
LL, I knew it took forever, but I got to you, baby. 678-5-8, you're next. Okay, so, LL, have you been hearing this conversation?
Yes, it's so, wow.
Okay, what about the exchange between Tina and the guy?
That was really wow. Like, I can't think of any, y'all have me speechless. Like, me in no words, seriously, but y'all have me speechless.
Do you hear what I did? You okay? So when I went on my rant, do you get my point? Do you see what I was talking about?
Yes, I totally get your point. It's sad because your point is so many guys have that stance, and that's the reason why that's the way they are. But there are hopeless romantics like me out there who wants the good guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to call you a closet gay if you want to hold my hand at dinner. You know, I'm not going to do that. Like, yeah, I still want the good guy. I still want the good guy. It is so hard to find the good guy because the good guys have been called closet gays, and they don't want to be that. So I can't find a good guy. I can't find a good guy because they don't want to be closet gays, or they don't want to be looked at like they are. So they just rather beat up everything. And I personally, I mean, different all day, but I am who I am, and I'm going to keep it 100. I would prefer you not to beat it up. Like, I'm pain in any sort of shape, form, or fashion is not pleasure to me. A little rough sometimes, but I want my guy to have taken the time to know when he can be rough with me. You know what I'm saying? There's a time and a place for everything. I want him to be so in tune with me to know that, okay, now I can.
But most of the time, you don't like to get it beat up.
No, I would prefer not to.
You're the first one tonight.
I would prefer not to all day long. I don't know about anybody else.
You're the first one. And listen to me. You're the first one on the phone tonight. You're the only one on the line tonight.
I mean, I have had it beat up before, and I just don't like the result in the morning. I'm, like, not for that. Like, my stuff is precious. No.
Wow.
Don't leave me here.
I've got about 10 women on the line tonight, and you're 1 out of 10. So basically, 1 out of 10, which is 10% of women, 90% of women want their pussy beat up, and we got this one.
You know what I think, and I'm not trying to, don't nobody on the line take this the wrong way. But I think that a lot of women would prefer for it not to be beat up. I think that what we are doing, let me finish. I think that what's happening is because all the good guys have been ran away and we're coming in touch with these guys that would prefer to beat it up, then we're changing what we like so that we can make sure we get it in. I mean, hey, take it how you want. But I'm not going to change what I prefer. I'll just wait for the good guy. He may not never come, but at the same time, whoever I'm with, I'm going to tell you off top. Ain't none of that. And if after a session I felt like you tried to beat it up, I'm going to tell you. You can't be up in here trying to break down walls and rearrange furniture because I'm not with all that. So next time you're going to need to calm it down or it won't be a next time.
Wow. Well, you're definitely alone tonight.
Of course. I'm alone all the time.
Do you have to be in love to make love to someone?
I mean, and on that too. Okay, on that too. You do have to be in love. You don't have to have expressed that you're in love to one another. Because I've run into a situation where it was over, and I'm laying there like, damn, did this nigga just make love to me? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely the emotional attachment that comes with it. It comes, making love comes with getting to know a person. getting to know what they like, not just sexual, but everything. It comes with conversation. It comes with constant spending time. It comes with all of that. And once you get to that point, and then once it gets to the bedroom, like I said, you don't have to have expressed it. You don't have to have said it to one another, but you can definitely make love. But then again, it's the emotional. It's the emotion. It's that step further. It's no longer just sex. Now it's you're connecting on a whole different level. Good sex, you can have good sex and not connect on those levels. But when you start to connect on those different levels and it builds, then you know. Women, you know when you just got made love to. A dude knows, you know what I'm saying, when somebody done made love to him. He might reject it. You might reject it. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to take it that way and you back off. But you know when you connected on a different level. You know when you've connected on that ultimate level when you're having sex.
Okay. So for you, what you're basically saying is the difference between making love and having sex is the emotional connection is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you already answered question four, which was which one makes you climax more. You said you prefer being made love to, the slow.
Yes. I mean, even if you're not in love, even if there's no love, that slow grind to me just, it's like, wow, for me.
So basically a guy, now this is the question, I've kind of been jumping around this, but this is what I really wanted to get into tonight, actually. So a guy can fuck you slow for an hour straight, but not make love to you. Is this what you're telling me?
If it's that good?
He can slow grind you for an hour straight, but if he doesn't love you, he didn't make love to you.
Yeah. Now you can't slow grind me for an hour straight and not be good and I get bored. You know what I'm saying? It has to be that good. And if it's going to last,
If he slow grinds you, if he slow grinds you for 30 minutes, that's realistic. Realistically, the slow grind, the fucking slow grind somebody.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to roll with 30 minutes, not an hour. If I ain't done made it there, I'm bored. And you need to pick a pace. We need to switch positions and do something.
All right, so slow grind it out for 30 minutes. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Well, when I say slow grind it out on top, and then you get on top and slow grind it out yourself. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got
from
the same
one. From the side, but, from the top, from the bottom, you done switched. This is just, you having a session. You having a for real session.
Right, but he's slow grinding it out the whole time. He can't, even if he does that, that's not really making love to you because he doesn't love you.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just good sex. We're taking our time with it. It's good sex.
Good slow sex.
Yeah, if I'm gonna have sex, unless it's one of those situations where we live together, the kids coming home, I would prefer it to. I want to feel as much. I want to get as much out of sex as I can. My ultimate goal, yes, is to come, but I want to get as much of the good feeling before I come, as much as I can before it's over. Does that make any
sense?
So
you hold your nut? Yeah, do you be holding your nut off? If you about to nut, do you hold your nut?
No, I don't hold it, and I hate when somebody changes position when I'm right there because that's just like, oh.
Do you tell them I'm about to nut, don't move, or don't switch? Do you have a flagrant body language or sound that you make? See, this is my problem with some of you women.
I may have a sound, but I will verbally tell you because I'll tell you don't move. I will tell you so that you don't have to guess.
All right.
I want you guys.
I prefer to be told, ladies. Just for future reference.
I will tell you.
If you're on the line, just happen to want to give Blizzum some pussy in the future. Tell me about to come. I don't want to switch if you're about to come, but just let me know, because I like to switch positions. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I might switch right in the middle of your nut. So just let me know. Just be like, I'm about to come, and don't say that shit if you ain't about to come, and then have me fucking stay in that position for another 15 minutes, motherfucker.
No. I'm not going to give you no false. I'm not selling no wolf tickets. That is not a time to be playing around.
Right.
We've been at this for 20-plus minutes. I'm going to let you know, and that means that it is there. It is there, and you need to just hold off. If yours is there, and you want to let it last a little longer, we're just going to have to get there together because I'm not finna wait. One, it's not that easy to get me to that point. It's not that easy because I don't know if it's just I've trained. I like to enjoy it. So it just doesn't come that fast. So you can't get me there too fast. And if you can, and I've been, it can happen. I could have been wanting you all day, and the mindset, you know, I just could have been, like, crazy all day thinking about it, and then I'll get there fast or whatever. But 9 times out of 10, you know, I like to enjoy it. I like to enjoy the feeling. If I'm going to do it, I want the most out of it. But that's with anything in life. If
basically,
I'm doing it, I want the
long,
most out of it.
You're going to take a long time.
I'm not going to take a long time. I'm not going
to
take a long time. Eventually, right. I mean, if it's
all
good,
right.
I'm going to, you know, all you
right.
can get me there. You can get me there. That's you.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? If you can't, or if I'm, you know, I want to enjoy it, I just want to enjoy it. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to enjoy it. What's the point of doing it if you're not doing it to enjoy it?
You know what?
I understand there's times when you have to have a quickie,
right.
but there's times when you don't have to. And what's the point if you ain't doing it to enjoy it?
You're right. Touche. Touche. All right, stay on the line. I got one more call, and then I'm opening up the mic for the open forum. All right, because I got a lot of people on the phone who was hitting the number one and were disagreeing with a lot of things people were saying. So I'm going to go to the open forum platform in just a minute after I get to 678-358. Who is this?
Oh, this is me again. I thought you recognized my new number, my other number.
I did not recognize this
but
number.
But I have to make a correction. I did say that I like to be made love to more than beat up, just for the record. And you asked me why, and I said because that's what I'm more accustomed to. So LL was not alone.
Anyway.
Thank you very much.
That was for you.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so now. Oh, Michigan Girl was flicking the number one earlier. Yes, Michigan Girl. Was there something you were just killing the number one about earlier?
Man, why do you have to be gay though? Just because he said I'm just not agreeing with. Who was that, Tina?
Yeah, Tina.
I'm more so agreeing with Lexi. So, I mean, it's like, if we good, you can look in my eyes and, you know, I ain't big on the hand holding because most, you know, real dudes not really going to do that. But if you want to do that every once in a while, that's good. I don't think that makes you gay or closet gay, metrosexual, none of that. I mean, hey, I like that from time to time. But, I mean, I just did not agree with where she was coming from with that make him kind of, you know, closet gay or whatever, but something she said after that made me realize why she might have took that stance, because she was
been
like,
hurt.
You know, the last, right, the been hurt, and then she was like, yeah, the last cut buddy. Okay, there's a difference between what he was talking about is someone he's dating or in a relationship when he's trying to make that connection, he's trying to make love to them that night. But she's looking at it probably more so from, oh, I just want somebody to fuck, and I'm not even trying to have no feelings or whatever. So, yeah, if that's what the stance that you're taking, because she's talking about covering his mouth and she's finna get it in and she's finna fuck him, well, you're not even over here on this level yet because maybe you've been hurt or that's just not what you're looking for, but that still don't make it gay. That just means that that's not what you where you at right now. You either been hurt or you're dealing with some stuff, or maybe you just don't want to, you know, have those kind of emotions about somebody right now. But I did agree with Kuso. Staring in my eyes is not making love to me. It's not the beginning of making love to me. It can be, it's foreplay, but you ain't making love to me. Staring in my eyes across no damn dinner table. I mean, it's cool and it's romantic and all of that and all that, but no, that ain't making love to me in no damn restaurant staring across the table. I'm just saying.
It's the start of the making love is what he was trying to express to her.
It's foreplay.
It's foreplay.
It's foreplay. It's not the start of making love. It's foreplay. You can't have foreplay with somebody you don't love. Now, and that's where the other reason why I disagree with him, because he feels, which a lot of men do, that you can make love to a woman without being in love with her. He said how you make love to a woman is by saying that you love them while you're having physical sex intercourse. I don't agree with that. So, of course, we going to differ on that. But, no, staring in my eyes across the table is romantic. It's nice. It's nice. I like it, you know, if that's where we at and we making a connection or whatever. But it's not making love to me. It's not the beginning of making love to me. It's foreplay. We going to stare at each other's eyes. We might say some little stuff, and then we going to get home, and we going to get to it. But if you don't love me, it's not the beginning of making love. And even if you do love me, it's still foreplay.
Okay. So I'm opening up the phone line.
And then the thing, too, like when you was like, you know, women don't – like LL said, it really is sad that some of our mentality is just like – because I'm not a girly girl either. You know that. But in the same token – like, when it comes to that, yeah, I'm more of a girly girl when that's what I'm looking for. Like, I don't like, doggy style's not my favorite position. I like face to face.
If
I'm feeling like that, like I don't like.
I'm a girly girl, but I feel like, I mean, it's just something about if the dude dick is right in it from the back, it's going to hit that spot. I mean, because I would be
it could be,
but with some dudes, it's not going to be the favorite position because they might not hit that spot right. So then you got to.
Yeah.
Or figure something else out, but I've just found that you face to face. For some people, face to face works better because you can kind of maneuver in there. But I found that, I guess, I don't know if it's the way I'm built or most of the dudes I deal with, hitting it from the back just hits, and me on top just hits the first spot.
Yeah.
But I do like the face to face too. I mean, that's good. I like that too. It's just, I need variety.
Yeah,
okay.
I do the variety, but I think the face-to-face for me is just more intimate.
So you want to be made love to more than...
Sometimes you don't want to do the face-to-face if y'all not on that level, because then you emotions start getting all tangled up and it causes some problems.
So let me ask you this. Before I open up the mic line, I'm going to open the mic lines right now after this. So when you do say, we have sex and it's face-to-face and they on top, is that the emotional position? Is that the position where you're supposed to give a fuck about the person? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you saying when you're on top, the feelings might come in?
Because you said yourself on a previous show that if you don't, like, care or it's just somebody you just hit, you're going to hit them from the back, whatever. You ain't trying to do the face-to-face.
No. That's for niggas like me who in the past would fuck a chick who really wasn't all that cute.
No, that ain't what you said. I'm going to need you to go back and listen to the show. It was one of the shows we were talking about sex, and you said, that's what you said. You said if you ain't feeling that person like that or it's just, cut buddy, whatever the case may be. I don't know what words y'all use. You're not going to do the face-to-face because you said that does entail more emotion because you're looking at them, you might be looking in their eyes or whatever.
No, I just said that I wouldn't do the face-to-face as much as it was wrong. I would do it.
You remember that conversation?
I know, but I remember the conversation. But I just said I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be into it as much.
You wouldn't do it. I just said that you said if it's not like that, you're not going to do it that often or you're not going to really do it. But I'm saying for me personally, doing whatever, that's cool. Face-to-face cool. But sometimes face-to-face can cause some emotions because, sex, women... I can't be emotional and you face to face and you are staring at somebody's eyes and it's good or whatever, it can cause emotions to come into play.
Okay. So I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. Key, I hear you got a background noise. Can you mute your background for me?
All right.
If you need to talk, just come in. But I'm gonna open up the phone lines. Now I got 12 people on the phone lines that have their hand raised, you feel what I'm saying? And I got a couple more. I'm not going to hang up on you guys because some of these people have been on the show since the start, so I'm not going to hang up on you in the after party. Fuck that. You've been on here for 2 hours, so I'm not hanging up. But so if you don't have the number one press, I still let you stay on the line and listen to the conversation. But for the 12 people who do have their hand up and who wanted to talk or whatever, I'm going to the open forum format. Now, this means if you're listening to me on the radio or something like that at the same time, A, you got to turn the fucking radio down so I won't hear the echo. B, if you're outside riding in your car or if you're at work or something like that, your phone has a mute on it. Everybody's phone nowadays has a mute. Hit mute so I don't have your background open. If not, I'll just cut your mic off. But the open forum format for the last 20 minutes of the show is where everybody gets to address everybody else. All right? Now I'm going to tell you who's on the line. Shay's on the line. Key's mic is open. If she wants to talk, she can respond. Michigan Girl's on the line. Private Call's on the line. I talked earlier. I think that was... Who was that earlier? Okay, I don't know. 850-319. This is Tina. LL's mic is open. Lexi Poo's mic is open. Coos on Deck's mic is open. El Panama's mic is open. And Audrey's mic is open. Alright? And my mic is open. So that makes 12 of us. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody got a back echo going. Make sure you mute your background. Turn your radio down. Turn your computer down. Take your phone off the speaker. Alright? Because I hear the echo. Alright, so now here we are. So if I just called your name, your mic is open, and you can address what someone else said. Tina was the person who said the guy was closet gay. Kuso on Deck said she's not the girly girl. You feel what I'm saying? LL says she needs to be made love to. Audrey has some emotional issues that she wants to get beat down, but she's married to a pig. Panama, Shaven. All of you guys, mics is open. Go ahead, have at it. I'm out of it. I want you guys to talk to each other. Tina, you had a couple of women who disagreed with you, babe.
That's good. It's all good because I'm going to say it like it is. Uh-huh. But what I guess maybe they misunderstood, but I'm going to keep it real. Some people, everybody's individual. They got their own opinions, and they like it how they like it.
Uh-huh.
But if it's like that, I mean, I'm open to listening to you.
Uh-huh.
But I think he misunderstood. I'm not saying abuse me with your words, but when it comes down bedroom time, I want you to handle your business. That's it.
But
I'm not saying pull my. I'm not saying pull my hair, call me bitch, this, that. If you're gonna abuse something, the only thing that I'm saying. You handle this. You want to abuse some? You can abuse what's down there. That's what you do.
I don't know. I'm gonna put it like this. I feel like I said, I do like a guy to be emotional sometimes. But if I'm talking to a guy, we're both in love with each other. Every now and then, it's cool to make love, okay? Just because we want their reassurance, you know. But for the most part, I know you love me. You know I love you. Shit, beat it up, pull my hair, all that shit. I mean,
thank you. Nah, you can't pull my hair. I'm tender-headed.
Well, I do. I got a sew-in right now. When I have that quickly, you get that quick. But a bitch got a sew-in right now, so you can pull it.
Straight up.
Hope it's double stitched. People was like, you know what I'm saying? Hope it's double stitched. No shame in Lexi Poo game. I got that wavy sewn in right now as well. And I got it sewed in so you can pull that shit. Pull it because I go out so much to get a
you
can get a touch up and they can restitch it back in. So, baby, pull it. That's that Indian. That's that Caribbean shit.
I got a question.
Go ahead. Hold up. Who has a question?
My question, this is Tina. I got a question. So if somebody does it in different positions, so are you guys saying that they loose, they wild, they hoes? Is that where I'm getting this?
No.
Boundaries
to what you can say or what you can do, as long as they know that, hey, this is how it is inside the bedroom. Once we done, we go back to regular programming. So I don't see what's wrong with pulling
That's
hair, Brazilian, all that shit. And then when I get done in the shower, I put on my business suit. I could be pissed last night, but in the morning, I'm in Davis when
you
head out the door.
You with somebody.
Well,
in the morning.
Anyway, if you're with somebody like that. What you say?
Term, but I got a, I guess,
buddy. I got a buddy. Yeah, friends with benefits. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
Get you through some hard times.
Right?
That's friends with benefits
to
get you through some hard times. Oh, I'm just
saying. You think? Because I don't understand it with mine.
A friend with benefits is a cut buddy.
You can say this is like one thing has two different names or four different names or whatever. A cut buddy is a friend with benefits, is your fuck friend, is your booty call, is all of that shit in one, okay? All this shit
but my when I deal with one individual friends with benefits, it's one. It's not like with a lot. It's one. I'm dealing with one person.
Who's outside? Who outside?
I don't know. Somebody making a lot of noise. I have to mute somebody's background.
So I just want to clarify on that end. So
okay, let me ask you this. I want to address something that Kuso and Dex said. She said the thing that Lexapool disagreed with her about being a girly girl. So I want to make this. I want to get this whole point clear. Do you think the women who just have that emotional detachment with dudes who feel like, look, I don't like emotional niggas and stuff like that right there. Now, be honest with me now, ladies. Do you think most of these women who feel like this are women who have been hurt in the past, like Audrey or
yes.
whoever?
Yeah, I think so.
Some women deal with it by, like, call themselves retaliating against a man and start trying to act like a man. Some women take it and move on. Yeah, and so people deal with that in different ways. It's not a blanket statement, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can't really say I've ever just been hurt by a man, like, that I know of. I'm sure I would know if I have. But, you know, I still do some of the same shit that women been hurt do. You know,
go ahead. Everybody's been hurt. I disagree. I mean, I don't do that retaliation and try to put on whatever happened from the past to the next person. I don't do that.
Because
the way I look at it, it's a book. It's a chapter. It's done. I read it, and I'm done reading that book.
A lot of people say that, but they really haven't dealt with it. Like, they like to believe they've dealt with it, but when something, say you was with somebody, and after that breakup, you changed your whole train of thought. You know what I'm saying? That you still dealing with that because you let that change your whole personality. Now some people Kuso was like, shit, I was like this before. That's different. That's different.
I was
like
this
before, and I might have just tamed myself down while I was in a relationship.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
But if you
were
like
who
that
the hell
before,
I
that's
am
different.
Anyway.
Yeah,
right.
So people always
everybody
like
that
before. Someone
thought
it out a different way.
Hurt, right?
But
so
I
got
a different part.
I feel you though.
Okay,
you just brought that out the closet.
But just because you've been hurt, that doesn't necessarily have to translate into the bedroom at all. I mean, I like to have slow sex, but that don't have nothing to do with me being hurt. It's how I prefer sex. I can have sex with somebody and not be emotionally attached, and have slow grind and not be emotionally attached, and you know that's just what it is. So being hurt does not necessarily translate into
not
the bedroom
necessarily, no.
at any point.
We're talking about like a lot of times, but even some of the women on the phone have said it's like just the beat it up thing helps to keep them detached.
I don't care what you want to say.
I don't care what no woman say. It's a lot of girls who say, oh, I just want them to beat it up and go home. But you know what? The beat it up girls don't get the benefits, the holidays, the gift cards, the shopping sprees, all that shit. So I don't care what nobody say. Every woman want to be loved. Every woman want love.
But you know
even
what?
Even if she beat
what?
You up
but
at the
what?
Same
listen
time.
Who? Guess what? Some of them have made themselves believe that they don't want that.
But see,
they
do, and
that's
what
Blue was talking about.
Wrong, but you know,
that's what Blue was talking about.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I don't care what nobody says, because I've been in that position, you know, and the beat up girls, they want the same shit that the main chick get, and they want all that good stuff, but they're scared and they're afraid to let themselves go. You know, I want to be the main chick. I want to get everything. I want to get beat up at the same, get beat up at the same time, too, but at the same time, you telling me that you don't want that nigga to hold your hair from time to time and care about you, have feelings about you, and beat up? You, everybody wants the cake, too.
That
come on
now. When it's nigga show,
when,
huh?
When a nigga can beat it up, that knows he's handling his business and got that good. He can
girl,
work
is
it.
Is he inebriated or what?
So from the girl's standpoint,
I'm keeping it real. When a nigga can bang my wall.
Yeah. Shout out to Scooter, Tina the Cooper. What the hell you been drinking? You been drinking?
What nigga, Mardi Gras, that's what I've been drinking, Mardi Gras.
Oh, she's feeling good.
Tell me something. I was like, damn, I can hardly understand what the hell you was
But guess what? I'm on the line, though.
But I agree. I think that was what she was saying. I agree what she was saying. A lot of girls have made themselves believe that. I'm not saying if that's how you been, that's how you been. But for the most part, I know some friends. I have a homegirl, beautiful as hell. These fucking niggas. But she do that shit because she trying to retaliate because she's hurt and she's loved. But now she trying to make herself believe, well, I'm going to act like a nigga. You would never be a nigga.
You
act
can't
like
do
a
that.
You want somebody to care about your trifling thing. But you running around doing all this shit.
There's nothing wrong with recognizing the similarities. I wouldn't suggest that a female try to be like a nigga. You can only be what you are. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, let me
but
put it this way.
I don't think there's anything wrong with recognizing the similarities of how you act versus how a man act. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me put it this way. I like to have fun in the room. Yeah, if the dude is emotional, I like to role play. Let me tell you, the last time that I role played, I dressed up as Mardi Gras. I had on some drawers.
This girl right here.
Let me tell you, real talk, I role played. Role play, I put on heels,
Moscato.
I had my beads. Let me tell you, this nigga said he got scared. I'm trying to have fun. I like to have fun.
You got it, girl.
I like to have fun.
Did you have the key?
Wait a minute. You say you got scared?
Yes, I came out. I was like, you know, I said, hold on. Let me dress up for you. I had on my heels. I had 6-inch. I had on lace. And I had on my beads. And I had a feather. And I had the mask. And I came out. This bitch said he got scared. I said, what the fuck?
I thought he was
going to
put some
voodoo
on his ass, you know.
Yeah, put pussy on his ass. That's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
Hold up.
All right. All right, so I'm coming. We only got about 2 or 3 minutes left in the show. I just wanted to say this. I think this is an excellent show. One of the better ones in the past couple of months. You feel what I'm saying? We've had some great. Actually, last night was great. You should check it out. This show right here was actually a good one, too. So you guys, if you call in for the first time or whatever, make sure you check out again. And thanks for all the support. I really appreciate it. With that being said, I went on my rant tonight. And I want to make it clear why I did, because I only got about a minute or two. I went on my rant tonight because what Tina said, even if she didn't really mean it per se that way, or even if she did, I still feel like this is an issue with black women. You feel what I'm saying? I still feel like black women want a quote-unquote nice guy, sensitive man, only when it's convenient for you. But what you black women have to understand is, if you want that kind of guy, he is that guy all of the time. Okay? He is that guy. You feel what I'm saying? Most of the time. You can't have a thug nigga and then the goddamn sensitive thug. They don't exist. Okay? Stop looking for this nigga. You either want to feel or you want to send them up.
And men be sitting there trying to be what y'all want to be. One day it's a thug, one day it's old R&B crooner or some shit. Then